Basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Well, good morning and welcome, everyone. We are back at the arena in Binghamton, Floyd L. Maine's Veterans Memorial Arena for the state championship. Glad to have you along. Nate Lull and Matt Hazard as the Cooperstown boys will take on Middle Early College from Buffalo in Section 6 for the New York State Class C Boys Basketball Championship. And, Matt, here we are again. I can't believe we're here after yesterday's three overtime thriller for Cooperstown in the semifinals. It was a great day. And here we go again.
Yeah, absolutely. And that wasn't, there were three other overtime games. I was talking to some officials before this, and they said that it might have been the greatest day of basketball that they've had with such tight games and competitive balance across the board. And now here we are, Cooperstown, in the second ever final, the state final, on the boys' side, trying to do what the girls did just a couple of years ago and bring back the first banner for a state championship to Cooperstown.
So the girls won in 2015, an incredible run with Liz Millay and her group, and the boys trying to do it here today. And we want to welcome you into the Butler Auto pregame show. Butler has over 150 vehicles at two locations, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for a credit online at butlerautosales.com. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk more about Cooperstown and give you a little background on it. Middle Early College out of Section 6 in Buffalo, a team that's very good, very athletic, very quick. Should be a great game here this morning on WCDO. We'll be back.
Butler Auto Sales in Sydney is growing, so we've increased inventory, service appointments, and our rental fleet to meet demand in 2019. We have two lots packed with over 150 vehicles. We're confident you'll find what you're looking for. Whether it's a heavy-duty truck or a fuel-efficient hybrid, Butler Auto Sales will get you financed. Our wide range of financing plans fit all budgets and all credit situations, and you can even apply online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. We've also added techs to our top-notch service department. Snow tires, alignments, brakes, shocks, any repair at all. Butler is prepared to take care of it in a timely manner. Call 563-1522 for an appointment. And if you need a rental, we've expanded our clean, late-model rental fleet. Our rentals are just $35 a day with unlimited mileage. Let's face it, folks, no one has an inventory like Butler Auto Sales. So stop by Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Check out our huge inventory online at butlerautosales.com.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. We are courtside in Binghamton at the arena for the state championship, New York State Boys Class C Championship, between Cooperstown from Section 3, the local team that we've been covering all season, against Middle Early College from Section 6. Nate Lull and Matt Hazard with you today on WCDO. Jim Tomeo is back in our Sydney Main Street studios. He's our in-game producer, so thank you to Jim. Some bonus Sunday basketball for the state championship. And, you know, a three-overtime thriller yesterday, Matt. How much gas can Cooperstown have in the tank left here today?
You know, it's a very good question. When you look at the – they only played six guys yesterday. When you look at the roster, and actually seven. Spencer Lewis did come in for a little bit. And – when you look at that, Jack Lambert played all 44 minutes. Yes, 44 minutes of the game. And Calvin Sandler played all but 26 seconds. Now, Ryan Lansing fouled out of the game early. He probably would have been up there in the playing time just as much. But he could run a marathon, so that's not a question. The But you got John Kennedy, 6'8", 280, that played a significant amount of time, more than he's played ever in his basketball career. How does he bounce back today? Noah Lofgren should have enough in the tank. But I think what we'll see and how this might play out is it'll be how do they respond in the second half after you get the adrenaline going in the first half. Then you got to take that 10-minute break, and you're, all of a sudden your body says, what's going on here? And I think that will be an interesting way to see how it plays out, because this team that they're playing, watching them on the court, middle, early college yesterday, they are fast. And looking at them right now, courtside, they are big and thick.
Yes, definitely a big, strong, athletic team that likes to run and gun. You might say that's a strange name, middle, early college. It is a charter school. I guess we could compare it in our area to maybe a Seton Catholic and a Utica Academy of Science, Syracuse Academy of Science. So that's what you're going up against today. And yesterday they took down defending Class C champion Lake George, who had a 54-game win streak snapped by middle, early college yesterday. And the final score was double digits. But it was not until late in that game when Middle Early College went on a 14-0 run, they had three guys in double figures yesterday, that they pulled away from Lake George. And we were sitting here saying, boy, Lake George and Cooperstown, it's like looking in the mirror almost. Two teams that were very, very similar.
Yeah, it would have been. And I actually, though, look at this and I say, if Cooperstown would have rather played Middle Early College, I think, of the two, because they played Greenport and Utica Academy of Science with two similar styles. They're going to get up. They're going to try to run. They aren't necessarily the best outside shooting team from the looks of it, where Lake George might have given them some of those problems with more of your traditional fundamental basketball. That would have been tough. It's more about they watched the three overtime thriller. Jack Lambert went for 53 points, career high by 19 points. You know, John Kennedy had 25 points and 22 rebounds. Can they bounce back and do the something not the same? And that's a key message I bet you Coach Lambert was giving. We're not looking for the exact same result. We're looking for the same type of effort. And if they can get that type of effort, the team, Cooperstown's going to be in this right to the end. And, you know, I'm here wearing my state championship jacket from when I was coaching with the girls, and I'm hoping that these guys get to put on this, a similar one, you know, hopefully in the next few hours.
The great thing about the state tournament is everybody is here from all over the state. It's easy to get information. So, you know, got here early this morning and stayed late last night and talked to some people about Middle Early College, a team that comes in 22-5 and is a very athletic team. Again, three guys in double figures yesterday. And a team that is streaky from shooting, from what I've been told. Yesterday they shot the ball very well from three-point land throughout the year, maybe not as much from time to time, but a team that reminds me a lot from just talking to people of Utica Academy of Science, who Cooperstown played three times this past year. So, you know, you have three guys, let's see, four guys actually, who average in double figures, 17, 13, 13, and 10. They're kind of led by Jamon Jones. He had 23 points yesterday. Keontae Jones is also a big threat. Devontae Prince is another guy. And then off the bench, they have Anthony Smith, who averages 10 points a game. They do have some size. 6'4", 6'2", 6'3", 6'4", when you look across the roster. So,
but they look bigger.
They do.
They look
really
bigger.
Do. They won the large school division of the Buffalo City League this season. They won the New York State Championship in Class C in 2016. So this is a team that's been here before. I'm sure some of those guys, from what I've been told, were on that team, so they have some experience. It's going to be a tough go, but when you get this far, we said it yesterday, everybody is good when you get this far.
Yeah, and Cooperstown's also looking for a little revenge. Back in 2012, this was the team that knocked them out of the semifinals, in the semifinals for the previous time that Cooperstown had been to the state Final Four. So, you know, we're interested. And when you've got Cooperstown, you look at them, they've got eight kids. This is the goal that you asked, that you, John Lambert put out for him. We want to play on St. Paddy's Day. We want to play the last possible day, March 17th. Win or lose, for eight kids, this is their last game. And they want to go out with a W. It's so it's the great thing and the bad thing about these points. You get to this, it's going to be heartbreaking for whoever loses. But you got to realize this is just gravy at this point when you're at this. And there's only one team and it could of 10 to 15 kids that get to say that we ended our last game with a win. And, you know, both these teams are vying for that opportunity, and Middle Early College has been here twice before.
I want to thank all our special Cooperstown sponsors today. Without them, we would not be able to bring you this game. So they include Stewart's Shops, of course, in Cooperstown, NYCM Insurance of Edmiston, Upstate Grill in Cooperstown. If you're in Coop right now, you're driving around, they are opening early again today to live stream the game. You can watch it right there at Upstate Grill. National Baseball Hall of Fame, of course, a big sponsor. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company of New Berlin, Astrocom Electronics of Oneonta, SFCU, the Bassett Healthcare Network, Amphenol Corporation, NBT Bank, Trossett Group Attorneys of Cooperstown, of course, Schneider's Bakery, Cooperstown Booster Club, the Leatherstocking Group of Cooperstown, and also Clark Sports Center. And I know that they're streaming the games at Clark Sports Center as well. So lots of chances to either listen or go somewhere and watch this game if you're not in Binghamton today. So, you know, both teams finishing their warm-up period here. A good little crowd coming in, especially on the Cooperstown side, which is behind us. It's a nice sea of black and orange back there. And I'm always impressed with how many people who are fans live in other towns nearby, whether it's, you know, Milford, Edmiston, all around the Cooperstown area. They're here supporting today. There's a great Section 4 and Section 3 contingent of fans and coaches and teachers who are here today. So
a lot
great.
Of local pride, and you got to love that. I mean, when people from other communities, as Cooperstown, they had to drive through Milford, the neighboring town. They had their fire truck escort them all the way to Oneonta.
Awesome.
I mean,
awesome.
When you have other communities rallying around you, we're all just one small little thing. Now,
yeah.
Vigo County,
love
you know,
it.
That everybody's vying to for a championship, however it looks.
We're going to pause for the national anthem. We'll be back with the starting lineups in the state championship, folks. Cooperstown taking on Middle Early College here at the arena in Binghamton. Stay tuned. We'll be back on WCDO.
Need a ride? We've got your ride at Butler Auto Rental on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Choose from our big inventory of late model, low mileage, clean rental vehicles. If you have family in from out of town, need to travel a long distance, or need wheels because your car's being repaired after an accident, Butler Auto Rental has your ride. Cars and now minivans are just $35 a day with unlimited mileage. Butler will also bill your insurance company directly if you've been in an accident. Late model, low mileage, clean auto rentals. Cars and now minivans are just $35 a day with unlimited mileage at Butler Auto Rental. Call 563-1522. That's 563-1522. Visit online at butlerautosales.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. We're courtside in Binghamton at the arena for the state championship. Cooperstown boys taking on Middle Early College out of Buffalo, New York. Nate Lull and Matt Hazard with you here, and Matt's going to have the Cooperstown starting lineup here for the state championship.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to start today with Ryan Lanton, number zero junior. He's an all-state cross-country runner, and he fouled out yesterday but hopes to come back today after a great fourth quarter. Then you got Calvin Sandler, the point guard, and the gentleman that will be the general or the floor general for them. Then Jack Lambert coming off of 53 points, and now is the second all-time leading scorer in school history after the game, in playing in his last game. Then you got Jesse Fenari, who, as we said yesterday, does all the dirty work, and he did it yesterday, taking a huge charge at the end of the game at number 21 and number 33, Noah Lifgren, who has to show up today playing the big man.
This is great. They have the lights down, kind of old Chicago Bulls warm-up music here. The spotlights are on the court. It's a really fun atmosphere. Here is your starting lineup for the Middle Early College Cats. That's K-A-T-S. Their colors are red and white. They will start with senior It's going to be junior number one, Jamon Jones. He had a huge game yesterday, 23 points in that win over Lake George. Junior number two, Keontae Jones, as well as junior number five, Devontae Prince. Senior number 11, Jakari Nettles. And a senior number 00, Tramell Stevens Richardson. So we will get set here for Middle Early College and Cooperstown in the state championship. Matt, what do you think Coach is saying in this last little huddle before we head out for the opening tip?
I think he's saying, guys, lay it all out there. There's no tomorrow. Play the same game plan that we have the last few games. We're going to get after it. Don't be intimidated by these guys just because they've been there. You have to start somewhere, and this is our day today. You guys have worked since third grade for this as a group. And, you know, hopefully we can bring home another local one like Delhi Girls did last year and Cooperstown Girls did a few years ago.
I was thinking on my drive down this morning, Delhi was the last game on Sunday last year. You know, it was like this is as far as you can go in the high school basketball season. And here we are, Cooperstown playing on Sunday once again on St. Paddy's Day. Gotta love it. It was a great day yesterday of basketball. There was two or three overtime games here yesterday, including the Cooperstown 3 overtime thriller, Glens Falls, and Syracuse recruit Joe Girard hit a buzzer beater. Jim Boeheim was here watching, Jerry McNamara. I mean, it's been a who's who here at the arena. You got to love it. As we get set for the opening tip, Cooperstown's in the whites, same as yesterday with the orange and the black trim. Middle Early College is in the black uniform with the red and the white trim. It says Middle College in red lettering across the front of the uniform. Cooperstown says Cooperstown in orange lettering across the front of the uniform there. It will be Jakari Nettles jumping it up here for Middle Early College. Noah Lifgren for Cooperstown. And the Coop fans are on their feet. Gotta love it.
Yeah, absolutely. The whole town came down. If you're looking to buy something in Cooperstown, you might have picked the wrong day.
Yeah, I think every business in town might be closed except those few restaurants that are streaming the game live today. And here we go. We're underway. Cooperstown wins the opening tip. Here's Jesse Fernari. We'll get it to Lambert on the right side of the floor. And you know he's going to have a defender in his grill all day today. Sandler with a three on the right side. It's off the mark, and Middle Early will pick up the rebound.
So that was a first indication right there. Calvin Sandler was at a very flat shot. Will he have the legs to be able to get that?
Middle Early threw it away. They tried a home run pass that actually tipped off the backboard off the hands of a guard, and Cooperstown comes away with it. Lambert to the rim. A lot of contact, but no call, and the Cats will come away with it. Here is Stevens Richardson down the court. Lost control of it. Cooperstown steals it away again.
Nerves are definitely settling in for both teams here.
We're 30 seconds in. We're scoreless in the state championship game. Cooperstown in Middle Early College. At midcourt, here is Sandler. Dribbles out of trouble. He was immediately double-teamed. Back out to Fernari for three. Got it. Jesse Fernari buries a three-pointer for Cooperstown, and it's 3-0 Hawkeyes.
Jesse Fernari is the least likely to score on offense for Cooperstown, and he opens up the scoring in the state finals. Who would have guessed that?
Here's Tramell Stevens-Richardson for the Cats, setting up on offense. I think the Cats are trying to figure out what's happening on defense. Let's see what kind of wrinkles Cooperstown throws in today with head coach John Lambert.
It looks like Cooperstown settled into a basic 2-3. Noah Lifgren playing a lot more of the foul line. He's a lot more athletic than John Kennedy is.
Back out to Stevens-Richardson. A deep three from straightaway. Hit the rim twice. Wouldn't go down. Fenari hustling for the rebound. Gets it up left pass to Sandler. Sandler left side had his pocket picked, and the Cats will scoop it away. And across midcourt for Stevens-Richardson. Now a right side three ball here is well off the mark. Shot was from Devontae Prince. Rebound for Lansing into Fenari, and now back out to Lansing. So Lansing will bring it up the floor here with 6:10 to go. First quarter, Cooperstown leading 3-0. Lansing dribbles into a double team, tries to split it, lost control of it. Jump ball is going to give it back to the Cats. One thing we knew coming in, they play suffocating defense.
Yeah, absolutely. And one adjustment I think Coach Lambert has to make right now is that Ryan Lansing is probably not the best option to be the point guard. He needs to keep it in Calvin or Jack Lambert's hands, because when they get set a high screen playing a man-to-man, they're hedging the defender and sending two guys, and unfortunately, it's a little bit too much activity for Ryan Lansing at this point.
Here's the Cats on offense. Cooperstown leads 3-0 here in the state championship. 5:45 to go, first quarter on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. Stevens Richardson will go left side, and really they're struggling to get the ball to the interior. Just a lot of passing around the arc, but that doesn't matter. A three ball from the long side for Jamon Jones, and he knocks it down.
Jamon Jones had a great game yesterday from the outside, and Cooperstown's going to force them to shoot it from the outside.
3-3 is now the score with 5:20 to go in the first quarter. They pass it down low. Noah Lifgren with the pump fake, and it won't go down. Tipped back out, and the Cats will come away. That was halfway down and then popped out, and then a traveling violation on Middle Early College back up at midcourt. Goes back to Cooch.
Yeah, Noah Lifgren missed a point-blank shot, but he's got to be able to do it off of a nifty pass from Calvin Sandler, but there was adjustment. Calvin Sandler was the point. He ends up splitting the two guys. He's got the ball handling skills and the quick feet to be able to do so.
5:05 to go, first quarter in the state championship game. We're tied at 3. Cooperstown boys and Middle Early College from Buffalo. Baseline drive here for Lambert. Tried to go back to Lansing. Now goes to Frenari. Back to Lambert in the corner. A step back three for Jack is off the front of the rim. Rebound for the Hawkeyes. There's Frenari doing the dirty work like yesterday. Back to Lansing. Goes down low for Frenari, and it falls down. A left-handed layup is good for Frenari. He's got 5 points.
He's got Cooperstown's 5. The last couple games that we've seen, Jack Lambert has scored the first 8 to 10 points, and today from an unlikely source.
Middle Early takes it right down the lane, and Jakari Nettles, doing the work of a man with the right-handed layup, muscles it in, and we're tied at 5 with 4.5 to go first quarter. Lifgren at midcourt, and we got a foul.
Yeah, after a make, Middle Early College went into a 2-2-1, really compressing the middle. Normally you see a 2-2-1 that's really stretched out from foul line to foul line. It really was from three-point line. Cooperstown tried to get it in the center. Didn't work, but here comes John Kennedy. So now Cooperstown's going big.
Frenari to the bench. What a great start for him with those 5 points. And the big man comes in, John Kennedy, who had a double-double yesterday of 25 points, 22 rebounds. Again, if you haven't seen him in person, folks, 6'8", 285, and that is all the truth. Cooperstown with the ball. Here's Sandler on the baseline as Cooperstown goes left to right. They take a right wing for Lambert into the land of the trees. It's blocked, and a rebound comes out for Malik Meadows, who's into the game now for Middle Early College. So we're tied at 5 with 4 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Here's Middle Early College taking it to the rim, laying it up and in. It's Keith Brown off the bench.
So here's what happens. They're in the 2-3 zone. Kennedy moves to the center. Lifgren goes to the outside, and now they're going to start penetrating the middle, trying to get some early dishes.
Cooperstown back up the floor, trailing 7-5. They try to go inside for Kennedy. It's tipped out of bounds. We'll stay with the Hawkeyes. I just got a message here that said that, all those fire departments were out today bringing everybody down, and just how cool that was. So a lot of people were able to go out and watch that today as well. Really neat. Cooperstown will get it into Kennedy at the left low block. They'll look to put it up and in. John Kennedy ties it at 7.
Well, we talked about this yesterday. You get deeper and deeper into state runs, and it's about the bigs. John Kennedy could win this game for Cooperstown again today.
Middle Early right to the bucket. Devontae Prince, like a speed demon, goes up for a left-handed layup, and it's 9-7. 3.5 to go first quarter. Here's Cooperstown to midcourt. Sandler will find Jack Lambert, immediately double-teamed. Goes back to Sandler. Ball handling is going to be key today. These guards are swarming. Back to Lambert. Right side three for Jack. Tips off the front of the rim. Shot is no good. Middle Early is looking to run. Here's Devontae Prince. In traffic. Pass was thrown away, though. And back to the Hawkeyes. 3:10 to go first quarter. And it's Middle Early College leading Cooperstown 9-7.
You could see yesterday's game having a little bit of impact. Calvin Sandler, with 4 minutes into the game, he's already reaching for his knees. You know, Middle Early College is going to run. They're going to sprint. It's going to be a track meet if they were going to have success.
Here's Sandler. Dumps one off for Kennedy. He's hacked on the arm. And the big fella will head to the line with 3:03 to go in the first quarter. Coop trailing 9-7 in the state championship game. Kennedy at the line could be key today. He's going to have to shoot well.
If we went back 3 months ago and you told me that the kid who wrestled last year, hadn't picked up a ball in a couple of years, had never really played much organized basketball, was going to be the key to a Cooperstown state championship run, I don't even know what I would have said to you, Nate.
Yeah, beginning of the year, this was not even a real possibility, and he's just come such a long way as he makes his first foul shot. Kennedy settling in for the second one. Cooperstown trails 9-8, 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Second shot for Kennedy is in, so he goes 2-for-2.
Yeah, just to give you a little history, Kennedy, too, he is the third child of 9, and probably, I don't want to say that, third or fourth generation in Cooperstown. The Kennedy roots are big in Cooperstown.
Middle Early with the basketball. They go out to Stevens Richardson in the paint. A hanging left-handed jumper, no good. Rebound goes to Sandler. Numbers if they hurry. Sandler lost control of it, has to pump the brakes and pull it back out. So we're tied at 9 with 2:40 to go in the first quarter. They go to Lambert at the top of the key. Stutter steps, pulls up for a 20-footer. Jax is too strong. Rebound for Lansing. Back out Sandler. Pump fakes. Slows it down. They got a fresh 35 to work with. Back out top to Lansing. Now to Sandler, right side again. Cooperstown in the white with the orange trim. Here going left to right. Good ball handling from Coop, and now they'll throw it away. But stepping on the line on the far side for Middle Early College was Devontae Prince.
Well, I think what Middle Early College is seeing, the same thing that Greenport saw yesterday. Cooperstown's very unassuming, and you look at Sandler and Lance, and you don't realize how quick they are. They are quick on everything. Their ball handling, their feet, getting through. Ryan Lansing jumped through the center of the key trying to get a rebound. They're everywhere.
Coop throws it into John Kennedy. Pump fakes, puts it up and in. And, I mean, Middle Early College is all over him, but he's just that big.
And he's got 6 points.
Cooperstown leads 11-9 with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Middle Early College with the basketball. Here's Jamon Jones. He had 23 points yesterday. Jones takes it right side in front of the Cooperstown bench as the Cats go right to left. Now they work it to Devontae Prince. Back out for Stevens. Richardson. Shot is too strong. Tip drill goes to Lifgren. Here comes Cooperstown with 1:45 to go first quarter. Hawkeyes leading the Cats 11-9. Lambert straight away 3. Too strong. It's coming right to the media table. Lifgren tracks it down though with 1.5 to go in the first quarter. Lansing goes back to Lambert. He's just got to keep that trigger going, I think. Goes to Lifgren in the corner on the baseline right side. Lifgren dribbles out of trouble. Back out to Sandler. Still plenty of time. 20 on the shot clock. Left side Lansing. Lansing into the corner for Lambert. 3. Bang for Jack Lambert. And Lambert puts it in. He's got a 3. The Cats take a timeout. Cooperstown leads 14-9, and the state championship will take a break. 1:20 to go, first quarter on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Out of the timeout, a missed shot by Middle Early College. Ball tipped out of bounds and back to Cooperstown. Nate Lowell and Matt Hazard with you on CDO. The web stream is blowing up today, Matt. I got all sorts of notifications, so thanks for listening today. Online at WCDOsports.com as well as on the radio today. 1 minute to go, first quarter. Cooperstown boys lead 14-9 in the state championship game. Sandler back up near midcourt in front of the scorer's table. He's double-teamed, picked up his dribble in a tough spot. It's deflected. Lansing has to chase it into the backcourt, and then he's fouled. And Middle Early College is all over these Cooperstown guards, but I'm so impressed with how the Hawkeyes so far are handling it.
Yeah, the ball handling from Sandler has been very impressive, and he's got to keep this up for Cooperstown. And Lambert is trying to actually take the defense down to the baseline, create a little bit more space for them, as he's got a defender all over him.
He's just got somebody staring him right in the face the entire time. Sandler to the rim. Went right from half court into the red paint and banked it in. And it's 16-9, Coop, with 30 seconds to go, first quarter. Here is Jamon Jones for the Cats, up at the New York State logo at midcourt. Cooperstown with a little bit of a cushion at the moment. Here is Jones, goes left side for Keontae Jones. Back to Jamon on the far side. Back to Keontae. Takes it in, goes back to Jamon. NBA 3, no, dumps it down low for Stevens Richardson. Back far side for Prince. We're going to have a call on the interior. Looks like it'll be on Jakari Nettles as he was jockeying for position with Kennedy. 12 seconds left, first quarter. Cooperstown gets it back, leading 16-9.
Yeah, you look at Middle Early College, they just seem completely out of sync. And 10 seconds left in this opening frame.
They go to Lambert, left side. Steps back, wants a 3. Shot from Lambert is good from downtown. Jack Lambert hits it. Cooperstown leads 19-9. Excuse me. Hawkeyes over the Cats by 10 at the end of the first quarter. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Matt's Auto of Otigo is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otigo on County Road 7, a short drive from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7. Just down from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto of Otigo, 988-9264.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Start of the second quarter, Cooperstown leading 19-9. They pump it inside to Kennedy. A left-handed layup is good for John. He's got eight. Don't look now, folks. The Hawkeyes lead 21-9 here in the state championship game. Here is Middle Early College taking it to the rim. The shot there for DeShante. Pickett is no good. Rebound for Cooperstown back up the floor. And here comes Calvin Sandler. Gets a screen at the top of the key. He's tripped up. We're going to have a block on Middle Early College. So again, Nate Lowe, Matt Hazard with you here in Binghamton. The boys Class C state championship game. Coop leads 21-9 over Middle Early College from Buffalo.
One thing that Lambert's done here is he's gone to a bigger lineup. He brought Jesse Fenari in for Ryan Lance, and today got Fenari, Lifgren, and Kennedy in there at the same time. A little bit slower, but gives them more of a defensive and offensive presence underneath, which has proven to be the key in the game so far.
Lambert, left side. Cooperstown going left to right. Lambert pulls up. Shot was short. Skim the front of the rim. Cats with the rebound. Here's Jakari Nettles. Nettles, left side, finds Keontae Jones. Back to Nettles. Takes it to the paint. Works it out far side. Pull-up jumper for Keith Brown is too strong. Rebound here for Fenari. And ahead now to Jack Lambert. Lambert across the New York State logo as Cooperstown leads 21-9. They go to Sandler, left side for three, too strong. Kennedy, the rebound, tries to put it back up, and he's fouled with 6:50 to go in the second quarter. Hawkeyes leading 21-9, and Kennedy is owning the glass right now.
He's owning this tournament. I'm sorry, but no matter how you look at this, they've got two guys now around him, which is creating space, left Calvin Sandler open. This was what we did with Owen Kennedy last year. Best offense sometimes is just throw it up from the outside and let him go get the rebound. That's what they're doing.
And the Middle Early College guys are kind of shaking their heads like, what do I do here? I'm giving him the body and he's not moving. Kennedy's first shot, no good. It's 21-9. Cooperstown leads with 6:50 to go in the second quarter here in Binghamton at the arena in the state championship. What a start for the Hawkeyes today. Kennedy settles in at the line. Second shot here for John Kennedy. Rattles in and out, so he goes 0-for-2 on that trip. Rebound for the Cats, as that was Keontae Jones who pulled it down. Jones will go to Devontae Prince, right side. He pulls back up to midcourt. Prince trying to run the offense here. Middle Early College trying to make some adjustments. They go to the far side for Keith Brown on the right side as Middle Early College goes right to left. They go to the high post now for Nettles. Dumps it down low for Brown. He puts it up and in. And that ends a long scoreless streak there for Middle Early College. It's 21-11 with 6:20 to go in the second quarter. They go to Kennedy, puts it up, and it's good for a right-handed layup. A lob pass inside, he finished.
Yeah, what Middle Early College has to do is they got to be able to get to the rim. And right now, there's just such a huge lineup out there for Cooperstown that they aren't able to get to the rim easy.
Here's Stevens Richardson, and he went right up over Kennedy and was able to lay that one in. And it's 23-13, 6 minutes to go, second quarter. They go to Sandler, tries to go right into the paint, lost control. Here come the Cats, trying to get some momentum. Keith Brown hanging in the air, shot was no good. Jesse Fenari was there to pick up the rebound. Left side for Sandler. Cooperstown slowing it down now. They want to pump the brakes, use some clock. 5:45 to go, second quarter. 23-13, Cooperstown leading in the state championship game. Here's Lambert in the paint. Pull-up 10-footer, splash for Jack Lambert.
What a great pull-up. There were four guys that literally collapsed on him with their hands up, and he just stopped and rose above them.
25-13. Middle Early College is able to answer, though. And that was Devontae Prince with the bucket hanging in the paint. Makes it 25-15. Two teams trading baskets right now. Lifter and tried to throw one a high pass there to Kennedy. It went sailing out of bounds.
He actually took a camera out.
Camera went down.
Yeah, Ryan Lansing's father has a camera that he's been taking courtside film on, and he got the ball right in the lead, so I wonder if he got a good shot of the Spalding logo.
5:10 to go here in the second quarter. Middle Early College will get the ball back after the Cooperstown turnover. The Hawkeyes leading 25-15. Pass down low for the Cats. It was tipped by Lambert, they say. Zebra Crew says it'll stay with the MEC.
Yeah, what Cooperstown has to do is they got to be able to maintain this. You know, Kennedy is putting a lot of energy out there. Got to keep him and Lifgren on the court at the same time. Best stat I saw yesterday, Noah Lifgren was plus 21 on the court yesterday, which means that Cooperstown scored 21 points more than they gave up with him on the court.
Stevens Richardson with a three on the inbounds pass, no good. Rebound is put back up here by the Cats, and it won't go down. Shot was from Keontae Jones. Kennedy with the rebound, and he was fouled as he scooped that one off the glass. Here's our team foul situation. If you're a Cats fan, you're probably not pleased. 7 on Middle Early College, none on Cooperstown so far. Kennedy on that foul, since it's the 7th on the Cats, is going to head to the line. 25-17, Cooperstown ahead here by 10 in the second quarter.
I just saw the coach for Middle Early College say, how is it possible that they have we have 7 fouls and they have 0?
Kennedy to the line, first one is good.
It's hard to argue that logic.
Agreed.
But, you know, it is how the game has played out and what is how Cooperstown wanted the game to be played.
I would say probably 4 or 5 have just been against, you know, when Kennedy has gone and taken it to the rim. It's been tough for them to deal with. He goes 2 out of 2. Kennedy's got 12 points now. Cooperstown leads 27-15, 4:50 to go in the second quarter.
But as we talked about in the pregame, this team is streaky for Middle Early College, so you can't let them get any momentum because they will go right with it.
There's a foul.
Yeah, they took it right to Kennedy and got a foul on him. So that's another game plan. Go right at him and get a foul called on you.
So it's 27-15, first foul on Kennedy, first foul on Cooperstown in this game, believe it or not. Cooperstown leads 27-15, 4:45 to go second quarter, and Tramell Stevens-Richardson will head to the line. First shot for him is good. So Tramell Stevens-Richardson, maybe that's the new plan of attack here for Middle Early College, is to take it right at Kennedy. It's hard, though, because now Kennedy's going to come out, but when Kennedy's in there, a lot of times you also have Lifgren. He's a big body. I mean, you can't just count out these other guys.
Yeah, I mean, when you got Kennedy, Lifgren, and Lambert on the back side of that 2-3, you're covering quite a bit of space.
Stevens Richardson, second shot, too strong. Hustling for his own rebound, but it was tipped to Sandler. Here comes Cooperstown. Again, 4:35 to go, second quarter. Hawkeyes leading the Cats in the state championship game, 27-16. Lambert, left side, dribbles on the baseline, now pulls it back out, finds Sandler. They reverse it to the right side for Ryan Lansing. Goes to the interior for Lifgren. Pump fake, but lost it. Had his pocket picked there by Keontae Jones. Ahead now for Stevens Richardson. He slows it down. Let's see what the Cats come up with on this possession. They trail Cooperstown 27-16. They'll dish one off for Nettles. He puts it up and in.
That was a great play. Got it right into the center of the key and dished it off because the defense collapsed on him.
4 minutes to go, second quarter. Cooperstown will get it to Sandler, left side. Cooperstown leading 27-18. They go to Sandler. Left side steps into a three. Sandler, too strong. And a rebound here for Middle Early College. Back up the floor they come with Devontae Prince. Prince at the top of the key will go to Nettles. Works one back out for Stevens Richardson on the baseline. A block is called there on Lambert. A foul on the Hawkeyes with 3:45 to go second quarter. Coop leads 27-18.
But that's only the second foul. This is very unusual for Cooperstown. They've been dealing with foul trouble the last 3 or 4 games, and that's nothing. And this is a great timeout by Coach Lambert, calling a 30-second timeout, giving his boys a break.
We'll step away for 30 seconds. Cooperstown leads Middle Early College in the state title game 27-18 on CDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sidney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sidney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back out of the timeout, folks. Nate Lull, Matt Hazard with you on WCDO, Middle Early College with the basketball. 3:40 to go in the second quarter in the state championship game. Cooperstown leads 27-18. Here is Devontae Prince at the top of the key. Prince tries to go to the interior. No room to go there, so he goes to Keontae Jones. Back to Prince, left side for three. Too strong. Rebound picked up here by Jones. Jones is going to dribble it out. Fresh 35 to work with here for the Cats. Goes right back to Jones. Fires up another three. Too much spice on that one, and Cooperstown will clean the glass this time. Ahead for Lambert. Lambert wants to slow it down and gets to midcourt. Now finds Sandler left side as Cooperstown goes left to right. Sandler comes around a screen from Frenari. Finds Lansing right side.
Frenari's role on this offense right now is to set screens, and he's already in this possession thrown four on Jack Lambert's guy who is smothering him.
They go to Lansing. Lansing will try to go to Frenari. He was expecting a screen. They were looking for Lambert, and the ball out of bounds. With 2:50 to go in the second quarter, Cooperstown wanted a foul. The officials won't give it to him.
Yeah, Jack Lambert had a little conversation with the official there saying that they're grabbing him every time. And what Cooperstown's offense was a little stagnant there. They need to get more movement to it.
Stevens Richardson muscles his way inside and scores. He's got 5 points. 27-20 with 2.5 to go in the second quarter.
Without Kennedy in there, it's a little easier for early college to get to the rim, and they're trying to take advantage of it.
Sandler at the top of the key goes to Ryan Lansing right side. Cooperstown needs a bucket here. They're up by 7, but we talked off air that it seems like a little bit of a momentum swing, and now the Hawkeyes will throw it away.
Yeah, and this is where you wonder what the endurance factor is going to be for Jack Lambert in specific. A guy literally in your pocket. They're rotating two or three guys every time down the court just to be able to guard Jack. And can he keep the energy up to lead Cooperstown to this victory?
Got to gut it out here the best they can. If you're a member of this Hawkeyes team, I know you're tired from yesterday, but it's all here today for the state championship. Steal now by the Hawkeyes as they bring it back down the floor. They go to Lansing for three. Good-looking shot is good for Ryan Lansing.
He started running down the court the other way, but he let go of it. He knew that was in, and now pushes it up to a 10-point game.
So Cooperstown leads 30-20 with a minute 45 to go in the second quarter. Top of the key for Devontae Prince, goes to Stevens Richardson. Back to the far side, traveling violation on Devontae Prince. Coop will get it back. Minute 40 to go in the second quarter. Kennedy checks back in. I think that's a great move. You took him out. You protected him from a little extra foul trouble. He only has the one.
And you gave him a little break.
A little break, and he's back in, fresh and ready to go late in the half. Sandler will go to Lansing. Lansing down low for Kennedy. He catches it at the right low block, immediately double-teamed, looking to put it up. He'll have a jump ball that gives it back to Middle Early College. And good defense there. They played straight up and just swarmed him.
Absolutely. You know, like we said, Kennedy, he's young, he's big, and he doesn't have as much athleticism at this point because he's still maturing so much. And with him, he can be a little bit, lose his fundamentals, and they were able to get the hands on the ball and turn the arrow the other way.
Keontae Jones will go to Devontae Prince, the top of the key. Now they go to Nettles at the high post. Nettles wants to pull up, fires, and hits it. Jakari Nettles now with 6 points.
Well, how you beat a 2-3 zone, you get it into the foul line, and you distribute from there, and that's what he did. Nobody came up to him, so he turned around and took the shot.
Sandler right side on the baseline drive, tosses it up. Kennedy finds it after it skimmed off the rim. Second chance for Kennedy, won't go. Rebound here for Middle Early College, but it hit underneath the backboard and is going to go back to Cooperstown. With 54 seconds to go in the second quarter, Coop leads by 8, 30-22. Unlucky break there for the Cats. And the head coach here for the Cats, James Kane, not pleased with that.
And the referee just ran over to the bench and told them, or to the scorer's table, and said warning on that team on the bench. And so next time he's got to talk to him, it's a technical.
Kind of a bang-bang play. It deflected off of somebody, hit the underside of the backboard. The officials give it here to Cooperstown.
Yeah, but I don't really know what they're arguing about. It was very clear that it was out of bounds.
Here is Sandler on the right side. Sandler at the top of the key, getting a ton of pressure here from this Cats defense. They go to Lansing, 40 seconds to go before the half. Now to Lambert in the corner. Backdoor cut for Noah Lifgren, up and in. Great finish there from Lifgren.
Fantastic. And Cooperstown's now got a 10-point lead. Can they carry 10 points into halftime?
Got a foul on Cooperstown as Devontae Prince went sprinting down the court, got right into the paint and was fouled. And it's going to be on Sandler, his first. and the team's third. So the foul situation, 7 for Middle Early College, 3 now for Cooperstown. Foul was on the floor. Coop leads 32-22, 27 seconds to go before the break. And so the Cats will have it on the baseline underneath their own hoop. Chance of defense from the large contingent of Cooperstown fans here in Binghamton. On the baseline, Middle Early College looking to get it in. It's tipped away into the corner. Lansing is fighting for it there, along with Devontae Prince. Out of bounds, back to the Hawkeyes. Great hustle.
So now the shot clock's off, 25 seconds left. Cooperstown's going to go into the locker room with at least a 10-point lead, but can they add to it?
They go to Sandler at midcourt. Sandler finds Lambert. Lambert tries to skip across the defense and does to Lansing. He takes it to the rim. It's in. 5 straight points for Ryan Lansing, and it's 34-22. 10 seconds left. Second quarter. Middle Early College can play for the last shot. They go to Stevens. Richardson steps back for 3 at the buzzer. No good. That'll do it. Our halftime score, Cooperstown 34, Middle Early College 22. Not what we expected here, Matt, but a heck of a first half. We'll come back and talk it all over during our Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Halftime score, Coop 34 and Middle Early College 22. We'll be back on CDO.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros who have over 50 years combined experience. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back to the arena in Binghamton. It's the New York State Boys Class C Championship Contest. Cooperstown leading Middle Early College 34-22 at the break. As a nice moment here at midcourt, I think it's a surprise, but they are honoring Ben Nelson, the Section 4 coordinator here, longtime Section 4 coordinator. I know he's been batting around the idea of retirement, so maybe this is all part of that, but a lot of athletic directors, kind of a who's who of Section 4 out at midcourt right now, but we have this Cooperstown game to talk about as the Hawkeyes lead 34-22 over Middle Early College at the break, And our halftime report is brought to you by Marabito Energy Products. Remember, when you use your Marabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Marabito. Call them at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Matt, do you want to give us some Cooperstown stats here?
Yeah, I mean, looking at the stat sheet right now, you got John Kennedy leading the way with 12 points off the bench. Jack Lambert with 8 points. You know, looking at that, Jack's shooting is only shooting 30% right now. But you know what? He's doing the work and been making the passes, which has also added a lot more to it. He's already got 5 assists. And if you're leading scorer, yesterday you scored 53 points, and today you got 5 assists in the first half,
yeah,
dishing it out, creating 10 to 12 points on offense from other players. That's what you look for from it. So, you know, altogether, Cooperstown couldn't have had a better first half. And honestly, middle early college, they couldn't shoot. They were cold, and that's the story of this game.
And we were told coming in, sometimes they come out there on fire, sometimes they're ice cold, very streaky shooting. Still a lot of basketball left to be played. They could heat up at any time. Let's go through their scoring summary. They are led by Jakari Nettles with 6 points, 5 points from Tramell Stevens-Richardson, 4 apiece from Devontae Prince, and Keith Brown, and then 3 points from Jamon Jones. So they were cold from the outside, and the Cooperstown defense really flustered them for sure. Again, still 16 minutes of basketball left to be played, and, you know, speak of the devil, here comes Middle Early College coming out early from the halftime break, trying to get some extra shots up here, but not what we were expecting, I would say. Cooperstown with a fantastic first half, again leading 34-22 in the state championship.
Yeah, I mean, looking at the stats a little bit further, one of the underlying issues here is that Cooperstown is 4-for-10 from three-point line, 40%, whereas Middle Early College is 1-for-9, 11%. And Cooperstown, when Kennedy is in there with Lifgren and Lambert on the baseline, they're taking away the middle and being able to get by the rim. So you got to shoot from the outside, and Middle Early College just hasn't been able to connect on these shots.
Again, want to thank all our special sponsors here for today's contest, especially our Cooperstown sponsors, including Stewart Shops of Cooperstown, NYCM Insurance of Edmiston, the Upstate Grill in Cooperstown, opening early today to live stream the game, the National Baseball Hall of Fame, Preferred Mutual Insurance Company of New Berlin, Astrocom Electronics of Oneonta, and of course, all our normal sponsors as well, including SFCU. They are a proud sponsor of our web stream, of course. We're glad to have them along. And, of course, our Butler Auto pregame show as well. Other Cooperstown sponsors include the Clark Sports Center, the Leatherstocking Group in Cooperstown, of course, the CCS Booster Club, Schneider's Bakery in Cooperstown, Trossett Group Attorneys, NVT Bank, the Amphenol Corporation in Sydney, always proud to support many different athletic teams in our area, Bassett Healthcare Network, here when your family needs us most, as well as SFCU at Sydney Federal Credit Union. It's all about you. So 34-22, Matt and I are going to take another break. When we come back, we'll get you set for the start of the third quarter. Cooperstown boys, again, with a 34-22 edge over Middle Early College from Buffalo in the New York State Boys Class C Basketball Championship game here at the arena in Binghamton. We'll be back on WCDO.
This year, switch to Marabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Marabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Marabito, where our people make energy different.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otigo is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otigo today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturdays from 6 to 5, and Sundays from 6 to 1. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otigo.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lowell, Matt Hazard with you on WCDO this afternoon. Also, WCDOsports.com. At halftime of the New York State Boys Class C Basketball Championship in Binghamton, the Cooperstown Boys lead Middle Early College from Buffalo 34-22. Now, Matt, we talked about it during our Butler Auto pregame show. What would happen to Cooperstown in the second half? You played a three-overtime game in the semifinals yesterday. How much gas are you going to have in the tank, and can you keep it going for 16 more minutes? Is it going to be adrenaline? And you know that a run is probably coming from Middle Early College here. How do you maintain what you did in the first half?
Yeah, you look at the second half, I think the person that has to continue to step up is Calvin Sandler. We didn't talk about him much in that halftime show, but the reason I say that is what happens is that Middle Early College is shooting two to three guys at the ball. And he's been able to handle the pressure. He's been able to maneuver out of it. If he can continue to do that and maintain the ball, there's 16 minutes to play. You have a 12-point lead, Nate. You are 16 minutes away from a state title, something that has not happened in over 60 years in Cooperstown's basketball legacy, which is a rich legacy,
yes,
at the very least.
I mean, what's the saying? It's a baseball town with a
basketball problem. It's a basketball town with a baseball problem.
Yeah, that's true too. So it's just an amazing thing as the boys come out here to start the second half at the arena in Binghamton, 16 minutes away. It's going to be a long 16 minutes, I'm sure, for these Cooperstown fans. Again, Cooperstown's in the home white uniforms with the black and the orange trim. Says Cooperstown in orange lettering across the front of the chest. Middle Early College out of Buffalo in the all-black uniforms, the red and the white trim. Says Middle College in red and white lettering across the front of the uniform there. Again, Cooperstown leading 34-22 as we start the third quarter here, courtside at the arena in Binghamton on WCDO. Nate Lull and Matt Hazard will take you the rest of the way. Cooperstown with the ball to start the third quarter, going right to left. They get it down low to Noah Lifgren, right low block. He is blocked cleanly, and Middle Early College will come away with it. Back down the floor for Devontae Prince. Prince goes to Stevens Richardson. Now back up to Jamon Jones, who had 23 points yesterday in the win over Lake George for Middle Early College.
And right now, Coach Lambert hasn't changed anything, and why would you after getting a 12-point lead in the first half?
Here is Jamon Jones. Goes to the high post. Works one back out. Devontae Prince. His three is too strong. Too much spice on it. Rebound Fornari of Cooperstown.
What a great box out by Jesse. He cleared his guy by 5 feet and got an easy rebound.
Here's Lansing, left side of the floor. Lansing taking his time, goes to Sandler, pump fakes, gets into the paint, floater, too strong, hit the rim twice, bounced out. Rebound for Middle Early College, back up for Jamon Jones as both teams settle back in. Jones to the rim, up and under, that's also too much roll and spice on that one. Ball is on the ground, Middle Early College trying to take a timeout, but they will get it. Okay, so there was three Cooperstown guys piling onto the ball there, and so we'll take a break. 7 minutes to go, third quarter. Coop leads 34-22. We'll be back after 30 seconds on CDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And we're back out of the timeout. Middle Early College with the ball. A three from the left side for Keontae Jones is good. His first basket of the game, and it's 34-25 here with 6:45 to go, third quarter. Cooperstown ahead.
That's what's going to get him back in the game. They penetrated and dished, and they got an outside shot open for him.
Here is Sandler at the top of the key. He's done an excellent job handling the ball today. Continues on this possession. A backdoor pass to Jack Lambert. Up and under is good for Jack.
What Cooperstown is showing is that their fundamentals, their basic fundamentals, boxing out, picks, backdoor passes is what's separating them from this middle early college team and giving them this lead.
Here is Prince on the right side. It's stolen away by Cooperstown's Ryan Lansing. Ahead now for Jack Lambert. Stutter steps, takes it to the rim. The floater is good. Off the glass, the kiss is good for Jack Lambert. He's got 12, and Cooperstown leads 38-25. 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Ball on the far side, and now a foul, I believe, on Frenari here of the Hawkeyes.
Yep, that was a good call. They tried to go baseline, and Jesse's feet were moving. He didn't like the call, but what high school kid likes a call when they get fouled on him?
That's true. We see a lot of arguments from time to time. Middle early college gets it in. They fire a three left side. No good. Rebound for Nettles, and he'll muscle it up. No, actually, that was Jamon Jones. So he's got 5 points, and it's 38-27.
Yeah, long shot. He was the inbounder, just got right back into the play and got the offensive rebound.
Here is Sandler at the top of the key, goes to Lansing left side. Lansing behind the back, goes to Frenari. Bounce pass to the interior for Lifgren. Out the left, low block. Back out Frenari. Still on the left side as Coop goes right to left. Now they reverse, swinging around the top of the world for Sandler at the far side. Sandler, stutter steps, lost control of it. Cats come away with it. Here comes middle early college with numbers. Left side, they'll take it to the rim. A foul as Devontae Prince hung in the air there and tried to get off the left-handed shot. It won't go. Rebound is on Lansing.
Yeah, this doesn't surprise me. John Kennedy's ready to enter the game. We knew that was going to happen real quick, 2.5 minutes into the second half. His presence in this game is can't be understated. When he's on the court, what early or middle early college is able to do versus not.
Prince hits the first foul shot. He's got 5. Cooperstown leads 38-27. 5:25 to go, third quarter. Team foul situation. Coop now with 2 and none on MEC to start the second half.
And most importantly, Cooperstown's not in any foul trouble, so they're going to play their 6 guys, and they're going to try to muscle them down and wear middle early college down right till the very end.
Prince goes 2 for 2, so it's 38-29 as the Cats are trailing the Hawkeyes here with 5:25 to go, third quarter. In the state championship game here at the arena in Binghamton. Nate Lull and Matt Hazard with you on WCDO this afternoon. Hawkeyes trying to win a state title today. Lansing across the New York State logo at midcourt. Dribbles in front of his own bench. Lansing dribbles it now off his foot. I believe or no, they're going to call a foul on Middle Early College.
They might have gotten bailed out there. Like we talked about in the first half, Calvin Sandler needs to go get the ball, and he needs to be the point guard, and Ryan Lansing needs to be spotting up and ready to shoot the ball.
5:10 to go, third quarter. Cooperstown with a 38-29 lead in the state championship. Lambert gets it into Lansing at the top of the key. Lansing dribbles out of trouble now. We'll go get it to Sandler. Sandler wanted to step in to shoot a three, but didn't. Lansing stutter steps, lost control of it. It's tipped out of bounds into the Cooperstown bench and now goes to Middle Early College. And Coach Lambert not pleased with that.
Yeah, the ball went behind him as he went up for a shot. So that was an interesting call. But you know what? Cooperstown's got to get refocused. They're going to win this game. They're going to win the championship on defense. And they got to dig in now. They're up 9.
4:50 to go in the third quarter. Cooperstown leads 38-29. Here's Nettles at the high post. Now they'll work it back out to Devontae Prince. Prince goes to Stevens Richardson. Now to Jamon Jones at the top of the key. Now they go to Nettles. Turnaround shot. He was wide open. It was a brick off the back of the rim. Kennedy scoops up the rebound. Now to Lambert across midcourt. 4.5 to go in the third. Coop leading 38-29. Pull-up jumper for Lambert is good from the right elbow.
Yeah, Jack Lambert just going right to the elbow. He's taking that 10-15-foot jumper, and he's knocking him down.
Coop leads 40-29. Here's the Cats with the ball again going left to right. They're in the black with the red and white trim. Cooperstown's in the all-white with the orange and black trim. Nettles right side leaves it off for Keontae Jones. Jones tries to go to the interior. His pass finds its way into the hands of Prince. His shot rolls off the rim. Kennedy a rebound. He gets tied up with Prince. And let's see what the jump ball is. It's going to keep it here with the Cats. Good hustle there from Prince.
So why is the presence of Kennedy and Lifgren that important? This is exactly why. One and done. They're getting the shot up. That's fine. But the offensive games can be won on the offensive board, and Kennedy's just not allowing it. And same with Lifgren.
Cats on the baseline underneath their own hoop. They'll find a backdoor cut, a foul on Lifgren as Stevens Richardson's left-handed layup won't go, but he was hammered by both big guys from Coop. With 4 minutes to go in the third, Cooperstown leads 40-29. The Cats back to the line here. Kind of the opposite of the first half where, you know, Cooperstown didn't have many fouls and it was all on MEC.
Yeah, and this, you know, you don't want to get them in a position where they're scoring without this clock running. You know, that's when you got the lead, you want to make sure that clock is going, 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 going. And if they give you fouls, send them to the foul line where they can get points without the clock moving. That's what you don't want to see if you're Cooperstown.
Second shot coming for Stevens. Richardson rattles in. He's got seven. And so it's 40-31, a 9-point game. Cooperstown ahead in the state championship over Middle Early College from Buffalo. 3:50 to go in this third frame. Now Sandler tries to dribble through a sandwich, and it was taken away here from the Cats. And they'll dish one off. Nettles was trying to leave it off there for Prince, out of bounds, and it goes back to the Hawkeyes.
So great hustle back by Noah Lifgren to get in front of the ball. But this is what's happened a couple times for Middle Early College. That on the fast breaks, they probably turned the ball over 5 or 6 times, not even gotten a shot up. And that's been huge for Cooperstown to be able to maintain this lead.
Hawkeyes in the front court now. They tried to dish one down low for Kennedy. It didn't make it through traffic. Intercepted by the Cats. Sandler trying to steal one back at midcourt. Almost had it, but the Cats hold on. They'll work it inside for Keith Brown. Puts it to Nettles, who muscles it up and in. Nettles with 8, and it's 40-33. Timeout taken by Cooperstown with 3:20 to go in the third. Hawkeyes, we'll take a timeout, we'll take a break, and be right back here on CDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Nate Lowell, Matt Hazard with you back on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. We're glad to have you along. Out of the timeout, Cooperstown with the basketball with 3:20 to go in the third. And now Frenari will get it in the backcourt, almost taken away by the Cats.
Smart timeout by John Lambert. He's getting Calvin Sandler a little bit of a leak.
And here's Lambert in the corner for three. Sorry to interrupt, but another big three for Coop.
Usually interrupt me any time that Cooperstown's going to score.
Lambert now with 17. Hawkeyes lead 43-33. Huge shot there from Jack. And now the defense turns it up, knocks it out of bounds. Off the hands there of Keontae Jones back to the Hawkeyes.
This is what Cooperstown did yesterday, too. You started feeling a little bit of the momentum swing the other direction. Then they hit one three-pointer, and the momentum comes right back. They get riled up after all these three-pointers that Cooperstown hit.
So it's 43-33. Coop will get the ball back. They go to Sandler in the backcourt with 2:55 to go, third quarter. Sandler across the midcourt timeline. Sandler will now go to Jack Lambert. Lambert, one-on-one, takes his man, stops, pops, 10-footer left side, too strong. Rebound by Stevens Richardson on the far side. Good look there, just couldn't finish. Back up the court here for Middle Early College. Again, the school, the charter school out of Buffalo. Left side for Jamon Jones. Jones trying to get a screen from Nettles and dishes it off on a little give and go. Nettles goes right at Kennedy. Tries to bounce it off the glass, and it's no good.
Excellent defense by John Kennedy. Didn't move. He just had his hands up, and when he has his hands up, he's standing 9 feet tall.
Here's Lambert off a screen. Fall away jumper, no good. Rebound is for the Cats, and they're doing a good job of boxing out Kennedy. Now ahead now for Nettles. Quick in transition. He puts it up and in.
What an excellent pass up the court, and great catch immediately into a layup.
43-35. Cooperstown ahead here of Middle Early College with 2 minutes to go in the third. Ryan Lansing in front of the Cooperstown bench as they go right to left. Here's Jack Lambert. Lambert comes off the screen. Now dishes down low to Lifgren, who finishes. Lifgren was all alone on the back door.
What Jack Lambert's doing right now is he's not leading this team in scoring. He's leading the team in passing and leadership. And now he gets his hand on the ball on defense, and they throw it away. And this is Jack Lambert stepping up saying, I am not losing my last game.
Minute 40 to go in the third. Lambert with a huge play there. Timeout taken by Middle Early College. 45-35 to score with a minute 40 to go in the third. We'll be back on CDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult. But not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local,
fully insured and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. A minute 40 to go in the third quarter here at the arena in Binghamton. We're courtside. Nate Lull and Matt Hazard at the New York State Boys Class C Basketball Championship. Cooperstown leading Middle Early College, a charter school out of Buffalo, 45-35. And just a great moment here. This has been a great afternoon. Excellent basketball by both of these teams. And our local team from our Tri-County area, Cooperstown, hanging tough here. Doing more than hanging tough with this 10-point lead. Coop will get it in into the backcort for Sandler, and they'll lock it up.
They're hanging tough, maintaining this lead is, I think, the big point.
Sandler across midcourt on the right side as Cooperstown goes right to left. Now back to Lambert. Lambert at the top of the key. Dishes one out for Lansing. Bobbled it on the catch. Pulls it up. 20-footer. No good. Rebound for the Cats. They're trying to work their way back into this. Here is Jamon Jones. Jones splits two defenders, dishes off down low for Nettles. Too strong on the right-handed layup. It wouldn't go. And Lambert will come away with a point-blank look there for the Cats. They couldn't finish. Lambert finds Sandler. Sandler at the top of the key. Now goes back to Lambert with 1 minute to go, third quarter. Inside for Kennedy. Kennedy back out for Lansing. Pump fakes, dishes for Sandler. Far side now for Lambert. Lambert at the top of the key, 15 on the shot clock. They can take their time here if they want. Still lots of time left. Sandler triple-teamed and throws it back over to Lansing. Left side pulls up for three. Splash for Ryan Lansing.
What a huge shot. What a great possession by Cooperstown. There must have been 20 passes in that 30 seconds.
48-35 with 30 seconds to go. Third quarter, a steal by Lansing in the backcourt. Lansing brings it forward and finds Calvin Sandler. Sandler slows it down. Shot clock is off. They can take their time if they want to. Sandler finds Lambert straight away. We're going to have a foul on Middle Early College as Lansing was setting a screen and just got bulldozed over. Wow, and the momentum, you know, it went to Middle Early College for a bit, and Cooperstown has just grabbed it back.
Oh, they absolutely have. And what they've done is on the defensive end. It's the defensive end that they're sitting there saying, we are going to win this. We're going to dig our heels in. You're going to get one shot at it. If you don't score, go play defense because we're going to take it right back down at you and we're going to score.
22 seconds left and now a foul here in the third quarter. A reach in on Keontae Jones. Just been so impressed with these Cooperstown guards. Cool, calm, collected because the defense has been right there. It's been right in their shorts all afternoon. Lambert is going to inbound the basketball in front of the media side of the left wing here. He goes to Sandler, who takes it to the rim, and he's fouled. A lot of contact there, and Sandler will head to the line to shoot two. 18 seconds to go in the third. Cooperstown leads in the state championship game, 48-35. Again, this Middle Early College team knocked off Lake George yesterday. They were the defending state champions and had a 54-game win streak. That was the longest current win streak in New York State. And Middle Early College took him out yesterday as Sandler steps in, hits his first shot, and Coop leads 49-35. Middle Early College going to the bench. That's the thing. They can bring in 3-4 guys. But it just hasn't worked so far today for the Cats. 18 seconds to go in the third. Sandler settling in. His second shot is good. Sandler's got 4 points. And it's 50-35 with 15 seconds to go, third quarter. Cats will play for the final shot in this third frame. They leave it off for Stevens Richardson. Splits two defenders, lost it. Lifgren comes away with it, 4 seconds left. Here's Sandler. Sandler to midcourt with a half-court heave off the front of the rim. 3 quarters in the books. We're 1 quarter away from finding out who's the state champ. Cooperstown leads Middle Early College out of Buffalo 50-35. Hear that crowd, folks. We'll be back on CDO.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. Three generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
Your friends at Marabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Marabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Marabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Marabito Gresham work for you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks, as we start the fourth quarter. Cooperstown boys with a 40-35 lead over Middle Early College from Buffalo. 8 minutes to decide a state champion. Here is Sandler back up in the backcourt. Sandler slipped through two defenders, tried to dish it off to Lifgren, intercepted. Here comes Middle Early College. Nettles down the floor, puts it up. He's fouled and count the bucket. Nettles looked like he wanted to go for the dunk. Cooperstown got back in time, but they did hammer him, and he'll have a chance at the three-point play.
Yep. And this is what we talked about, 7:45. You got only 15 seconds off the clock in this quarter. They're going to have a layup. They have an extra shot at adding a third point, trying to cut this down to 12. You just don't want them to score with any time standing still, that's for sure.
Nettles completes the three-point play. He's got 13, and Cooperstown leads by 12, 50-38. 7:45 to go in the fourth quarter here at the arena in Binghamton. We're so glad to have you along this afternoon. Whatever you're up to, driving around, doing some work at the house, or just stuck to your radio. Glad to have you along. Here is Sandler on the left side. Sandler at the top of the key. Goes to Lansing for three. Right side, left it short. It's an air ball and a rebound for the Cats. And ahead now for Jamon Jones. Jones, who had 23 points yesterday, only has five so far. Skips one across for Devontae Prince. Prince goes back to Stevens Richardson. Stevens Richardson finds Keontae Jones. He's at the foul line. Leaves it off for Nettles. Takes it down low. Nettles' shot is no good. Kennedy a rebound. He just can't get over Kennedy there.
What a presence. I mean, he, like I said, he stands 9 feet tall with his hands up, and he didn't leave the ground. He played fundamental defense there, got the rebounds. It was great.
Here is Sandler at the top of the key. Now goes to the left side, finds Lambert. Lambert dishes back to the near side for Calvin Sandler. Sandler to Lambert. Takes it down low. Pump fakes. Dishes back right side for Lansing. Lansing into the paint. The floater is too strong and a rebound for the Cats. 6:45 to go, fourth quarter. Cooperstown leading 50-38. Now for Jamon Jones. Jones into the corner for Devontae Prince. Back out for Jones as Middle Early College goes left to right. Now back to Prince. Steps back for three. Got it. Devontae Prince has got 9 points. And it's 50-41 with 6.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Cooperstown needs a bucket.
Yeah, not the start to the fourth quarter Cooperstown was looking for, but this is they just got to stay calm. Ball's knocked out of bounds here. They just got to get themselves set. A good timeout here by Coach Lambert, trying to get his guys regathered, get the emotions in check. 2 minutes in, you got 6 minutes left.
We're going to step away for 30 seconds. Cooperstown leads 50-41 in the fourth quarter. With 6:20 to go, we'll be back on CDO.
Feeling lucky? Well, you should, because Bob's Diner in Bainbridge will be serving their famous corned beef and cabbage special this Saturday, March 16th. Tina's specially prepared corned beef and cabbage is like none other and includes bread skin, mashed potatoes, carrots, and grilled corn muffin. Enjoy it for lunch or dinner this Saturday, March 16th. It's the very best corned beef and cabbage around. Go ahead, give it a try. We think you'll agree at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And we're back courtside at the arena. The state championship game, New York State Boys Class C Championship. Cooperstown leading Middle Early College 50-41. I'm Nate Lull alongside Cooperstown expert, longtime assistant coach as well, Matt Hazard. 6:18 to go. And I think everybody in Otsego County is in the stands behind us here. cheering on the Hawkeyes, who are trying to hang on here for a state championship. Hawkeyes will get it into Sandler at the top of the key. He's immediately double-teamed, dribbles out of it. Good job there by Calvin Sandler. Sandler again double-teamed, finds Kennedy outside for Lansing. Back inside for Kennedy. Right low block, puts it up. It's short. Fighting for the rebound, but the Cats come away. He did everything there but finish. Back up the floor here for Middle Early College. They're trying to grab some momentum. They go to Jamon Jones, now to Devontae Prince. Back for Jones. Prince with another three-pointer. This one is too strong. Rebound for Lifgren, who went sky high to get it. And now a foul on Middle Early College on the outlet pass as they slapped Lifgren on the arm.
Yeah, you know, Lifgren and Kennedy, they got to do this dirty work. Jesse Fornari in there a little bit, too. You got to get the rebounds. And Cooperstown can maintain 5:49. If they can take 20, 30 seconds off, you start playing the game, right? We talked about this with the girls last week against Watkins Glen.
Here is Lansing, gets tied up, but somehow is able to muscle that ball back up to Sandler. Now to Lambert, left baseline. Lambert back out to Sandler. Cooperstown deliberately chewing some clock here, I think. 15 on the shot clock, 5.5 to go in the fourth. Lansing tries to toss one up, but he is fouled as he was trying to lower that shoulder and get to the bucket.
Yeah, but it won't be a shooting foul. It'll be underneath, but some that people on the radio couldn't see. John Kennedy, 6'8", 280, just set a screen that I don't know how the guy just got up from. he just swallowed him whole, and no surprise, no foul called, but wow.
Hawkeyes get it into Kennedy. He's at a tough angle, couldn't get it. Lifter with a rebound, back out. Jack Lambert for three, splash! Blackjack's on a Ferris wheel. Lambert from downtown.
There's the momentum swing again, right? 1 3-pointer and it changes everything.
53-41. Middle Early College trying to answer. Their three ball is too strong. Rebound loose on the floor. Picked up by Stevens Richardson. And he is fouled as he goes up for the right-handed layup. And he'll step to the line. 5 minutes to go in the fourth. Coop leads 53-41. And stepping back to the line is Tramell Stevens-Richardson with 7 points today for the Cats. So he'll settle in, trying to pull Middle Early College from Buffalo, a charter school, back into this game. First shot, no good.
And here comes Jesse Fornari back in for Ryan Lansing. Ryan Lansing doesn't want to come off this court. Who can blame him? But you need Jesse out there. He's just got that tenacity and the leadership skills we've talked about during this entire sectional run.
Second shot, no good. Kennedy a rebound. So Stevens Richardson goes 0 for 2, and that's big. Sandler now will bring it back up the floor, crossing the New York State logo there. Sandler, right side, lost control of it, chases back up, saves it, and keeps his dribble at midcourt. Now goes off to Fornari. Fornari to Lambert, and boy, the defense is all over Cooperstown right now, and they're finding a way. A lot of bodies. Jack dribbles through a double team and is finally fouled. And you can't blame them. I mean, Middle Early College is so athletic. They're trying everything they can to get back into this game. Finally, the foul is called.
And sitting here, well, looking across the court, you see John Lambert, the coach, who is looking at this whole scenario where Jack Lambert must have gotten bumped 6 or 7 times, no foul called, and he's sitting there biting his tongue. You can tell because he doesn't want to put his team in any position where he could get teed up. But you can tell the emotions here are so thick. 4:47 left, 12-point lead. Jack Lambert going to the line trying to make it 14.
I love it, too. Coach Lambert is able to walk down to the end of his bench, and he can talk to Coach Bertram anytime he wants to down there. Just love seeing those two still working together.
Well, yeah, and what we talked about yesterday, right, there's a lot of legacy with Cooperstown basketball. I talked about it on Twitter yesterday. Started with Red Bursey, went to Jack's, their John's dad, Paul Lambert, Dick White, 400 wins. Then Dave Bertram takes them to their first final in 2004.
Shot is no good, which is a rare miss here for Jack Lambert. And so Middle Early College back down the floor. They'll put up a jumper here with Nettles. No good. Rebound here for Keith Brown off the glass and good. And he's played some big minutes off the bench. And it's 53-43 with 4.5 left.
Yeah, this Middle Early College team is not going away. So this is going to be an exciting 4 minutes. And it's going to come down to foul shots.
Sandler at the top of the key. Sandler lost control of it. Bobbled it, gets it back, goes to Fornari. He gets there in time, feeds it down low to Lifgren. Back out for Sandler. Pump fakes, dishes down low for Kennedy, and the layup is no good. Gets his own rebound, and will have a foul. Believe it's going to be on Middle Early College. A tough miss there from Kennedy, but he does pick up the foul. So he'll get to go to the line, I should say.
Yeah, and he's going to shoot 1-1. The first shot is the most important. If he can knock down that first one, continue to expand this lead.
Cooperstown just needs to continue to get those ones and twos. You can afford to trade baskets right now and play good defense because Middle Early College is going to have to take some chances.
Yeah, there's 4:11 left on the clock, but sit in. This could take a little while.
And we might be here a while, folks, so settle in. Kennedy banks in the first one. Bank is open on a Sunday for John Kennedy. He's got 13. Every bucket counts now with 4:11 to go in the fourth. Cooperstown leading at 54-43. Kennedy's second shot is good. The big man with 14 points now, and it's 55-43, coming up on four to go. Middle Early College with the basketball going left to right. Left side for Jamon Jones. Jones dribbles between his legs, goes far side for Prince. Prince in front of his own bench. Nice move up and under, off the glass, and good for Devontae Prince. He's got 11.
What a fantastic move. Right over top, pulls it up, puts it on his hip, and gets right to the lane.
Timeout on the floor, 3:55 to go in the fourth. We'll step away. Coop leads Middle Early College in the state title game, 55-45. We'll be back on CDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, folks. 3:55 to go in the fourth quarter in the state championship in Binghamton. Courtside, Nate Lowe, Matt Hazard with you. Cooperstown leads by 10. The Hawkeyes over the Cats of Middle Early College, a charter school out of Buffalo, 55-45.
Absolutely, and the emotion in this place is crazy. It's 3:55 left, and everybody's on their feet, giving a standing round of applause.
Giving you chills.
I've got chills for many reasons right now, and I'll explain those as the broadcast keeps going.
3:50 to go, fourth quarter. Cooperstown with the ball out of the timeout. Here is Sandler to midcourt. Finds Lifgren. Lifgren goes to Jack Lambert for three. Splash! Jack Lambert, and a huge fist bump from his dad and head coach John Lambert after that shot. He's got 23.
3:40 left, 13-point lead. Does Middle Early College still have some points in the bank to try to continue this game and come back?
Keontae Jones finds Stevens Richardson. A three ball for Prince on the left side. No good. Kennedy, a rebound. Outlet pass. Saved by Sandler before it goes out of bounds. Coop leads 58-45. Here's Sandler running the break, and it's no good, but Kennedy, the follow-up rebound is good for John Kennedy. Kennedy's got 16. Coop leads by 15, 60-45 with three to go.
John Kennedy just went 94 feet, and with an offensive rebound, might have just sealed this for Cooperstown.
And now a steal by Lambert on defense. Left side for Jack. Settles in and goes to Lansing. Lansing at the top of the key. Cooperstown can take their time. They lead by 15, 60-45, with 2:45 to go fourth quarter in the state championship game. Now they'll go down low for Sandler. His left-handed layup is too strong, and Stevens Richardson with a rebound. Middle Early College is looking to run. They go to the right side for Prince. Pump fakes, gets down low, leaves it off for Nettles, who puts it up and in. Nice bucket, and a timeout taken here by Middle Early College. So Jakari Nettles with 15. Let's step away for 30 seconds. 2.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Hawkeyes lead 60-47. We'll be back.
McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich proudly support local sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the best of luck in states. Be sure to stop in for our new cheesy bacon fries and delicious donut sticks for breakfast, both available for a limited time. Enjoy a great meal with the family 7 days a week at McDonald's, Delaware Avenue in Sydney, and South Broad Street in Norwich. Wishing our local teams the best of luck.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
2.5 to go in the state championship. Cooperstown boys lead 60-47 over Middle Early College out of Buffalo. And Matt has some things for us.
Well, when you look at this, okay, 2:31, you're away from a state title. This is a moment where you as a kid, as a coach, you look at this, the people that got you here, from your coaches, your parents, These kids all started at the Clark Sports Center playing when they were in second and third grade. They built them up to this moment. Now they've got 2 minutes and 31 seconds to pull this together and try to lead the way for Coop.
And we're back underway out of the timeout. Lifgren with the ball. And he'll go to Jack Lambert, who has 23 points here this afternoon in the state championship game. Cooperstown leads 60-47. He lost it. He got mugged at midcourt, middle early college, comes away with it. And Lambert got a piece of it as he hustled back on defense. Cats hold on. They'll take it down low with Keith Brown. His shot no good. Lifgren with a rebound into the hands of Calvin Sandler. Sandler dribbling away. We'll bring it back up the floor here for Cooperstown, and now we'll pull it out with 2 minutes to go.
Calvin Sandler continuing to be the leader on the court with the ball handling.
Doing a great job with a minute 55 to go in the fourth, and Cooperstown leading 60-47. Sandler is fouled. Here's our team foul situation. We haven't updated in a while. Cats with 9, Cooperstown with 5, so Sandler's going to the line here. And these are big. Sandler has got to be tired. He was cramping yesterday late in that game, but finding a way to hang tough.
Yeah, him and Lambert both they're running on adrenaline right now, and I don't care what it is, just keep on running on it.
Sandler gets the first to go. That one swirled all the way around the rim. I thought it was going to pop out, but it went down. And the second one coming here for Calvin Sandler is good. And Sandler goes 2 out of 2. He's got 6 points. And it's Cooperstown leading 62-47 with a minute 50 to go, fourth quarter. Little up and under move here by Jones, and they're in desperation mode now. It won't go. Nettles with the rebound. He forces it up, and it's good. Nettles has had a heck of a game. He's got 17 now, and it's 62-49 with a minute 40 to go in the fourth quarter, and the Cats are starting to foul, and there it is.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, just to kind of continue on that, Cooperstown School District. Cooperstown is a town of 1,800 people, as people in this area know, but it represents the hamlet of Hartwick, Fly Creek, Middlefield. You look at this court right now, Noah Lifgren, his father was a star at Milford, scoring over 1,000 points in their state runs. But these kids right now, they're playing for past generations. My father, who played in the 70s, and Ralph Pugliese, Skip Coleman. You look at Seth Schaefer, Tim Osterhout. The guys in 2000, the first team that went to the state title, Shane Conley, Jarrett Holmes. It's all coming together right now, and it's 14-point lead with a minute and 40 seconds left.
Sandler goes 1 out of 2 on that trip to the line, and then a push-off foul here on Middle Early College with a minute 37 to go. Cooperstown leads 63-49. I'm sure a lot of those names that you mentioned are maybe in the stands here today.
They are, but that's the thing is, right, just because this team is the one right now representing Cooperstown, we all, anybody that put on that jersey back in the day, whether you were a Redskin or a Hawkeye, whatever you were when that name change happened, you were feeling so much pride right now. I've had the opportunity to be on the sidelines during a state Final Four run. You know, when the girls won the state championship, it was amazing for the community. And these moments just have such great opportunities to really bolster up and look back at all the things that we've gone through. The names of Pat Fetterman, teaching kids at a young age. He taught John Lambert how to play, and now he gets to pass it on to his father, to his son, and they might be able to share in a special moment now.
Lansing was fouled as Cooperstown tried to get the ball in, and that's what Middle Early College is doing right now. They're just trying to start the game, I guess you could say, as Lansing misses the first foul shot of just trying to do anything to extend this game and give themselves a chance here. Second shot coming here from Lansing. He's getting a lot of encouragement from the Cooperstown fans. Second shot coming now for Lansing. Rattled in and out. Maybe some nerves coming into play here for Cooperstown. They still lead 63-49. Now a steal. Sandler ahead for Lansing. He can make up for it here. Puts it up and in with a right-handed layup. Lansing has got 10. Cooperstown leads 65-49 with a minute 20 to go. Middle Early College is in desperation mode now, and they put it up and in here with Keith Brown. He's got 8 points.
But the clock is still ticking.
65-51, ball out of bounds. Last touch by Middle Early College stays with Cooperstown.
Minute and 9 left. It'll be interesting to see if John Lambert stays with John Kennedy on the court or if he tries to bring in Jesse Finari, what you might end up seeing if the lead stays this way. He's going to probably put a bunch of seniors in the game and try to get them that moment.
What a moment here with 108 to go.
A little different than Delhi's last year.
I mean, Delhi's, you know, went to overtime. Logan Bruce had to hit that step back three to send it to OT. I mean, that was right down to the final play. But right now, Cooperstown leading 65-51. To me, as a broadcaster, it never feels safe. Just never feel safe. But, I mean, this is a nice cushion if you're a Hawkeyes fan. But, oh, Sandler misses the first one at the line after he was fouled on the inbounds pass with 108 to go. Cooperstown trying to put the icing on the old cake here. They lead 65-51. Second shot for Sandler is good. Gets that one to go. Sandler goes one out of two. He's got 8 points. 105 to go. Top of the key. Down for Middle Early College. They fire up a three. It's off the back of the rim and no good. 60 seconds left. Kennedy, the rebound. He's fouled. With 57 seconds, the big man, John Kennedy, who traded his wrestling mat for the basketball hardwood, is going ahead to the line. Brian Lansing is firing up the Cooperstown crowd here that's behind us in midcourt. What a moment here for the Hawkeyes. They are super, super close now with 57 seconds left. 66-51. Kennedy's first shot, good at the line. John Kennedy now with 17. 57 seconds left. Cooperstown leads 67-51. And Coach Lambert's going to go to the bench and take some of his guys out here with 57 seconds left. And so Lansing, Sandler, and Lambert will all come out of the ball game with 57 seconds left. And they're going to take out Lifgren as well. So Kennedy will be the lone guy who's played a big chunk of minutes here on the floor for the moment.
How cool is it that you can have a moment where in a state championship game you get to get every single player on your bench in that game?
In the game. That's a classy move. 55 seconds left. Middle Early College right back up the floor. They'll toss it up. An air ball here. Out of bounds. Goes back. No, it'll stay with Middle Early College. Last touch by Cooperstown. Kennedy comes out. Spencer Lewis is in with 49 seconds left. So all the starters are out. They're on the bench, getting to enjoy the last couple of minutes. Pass into Nettles, and he's fouled. Some of these guys off the bench are going to get a full minute here of Middle Early College trying to fight their way back in, but it seems to be too little too late as Cooperstown leads 67-51 with 48 seconds left.
My guess is what's going to happen is we're going to have maybe one, two possessions. I might think you might see the starters come back in when they start fouling. You've got to hit some foul shots and all those types of things, but
it's
this
nice.
Isn't over. And we just got to make sure, and I know John Lambert's got them completely under control over there.
So back to the line. Here is Nettles. He missed the first shot. Second shot coming here for Jakari Nettles. It's good. So Nettles has 18. That's a team high. Cooperstown will look to get it in. Ball tipped out of bounds. Off the leg there of Cooperstown. I think they're going to say that was off the leg of Kyle Santello. So Middle Early College is going to get it back with 45 seconds to go. Cooperstown wants to take a timeout here. And so everybody will go back off the floor. 45 seconds left. We'll take a 30-second timeout. Cooperstown leads 67-52. We'll be back on CDO.
When it comes to that brand new car, we'll make sure you get the loan terms you need without a lot of driving in circles. So if you want a car loan and not the runaround, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. You'll get the keys to the car you've been dreaming about. SFCU Banking. Easier. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA. Visit us online for membership and loans at sfcuonline.org.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that is second to none. Butler Auto Sales has the biggest selection of vehicles in the area on two lots in Sydney with almost every make and model available. And remember, guaranteed credit approval at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Shop online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, folks. 30 seconds left in the state championship game. Middle Early College came out of that timeout, made a quick layup, and then Spencer Lewis was fouled. So Cooperstown will take the long walk down to the foul line here as Coop leads 67-54 with 30 seconds to go. We'll have our post-game show. We'll probably have an extended one here as Lewis steps to the line. It's good. So Spencer Lewis, his first shot is good, making it 68-54. Second one coming here for Lewis at the line is good. Spencer Lewis goes 2 out of 2 off the bench. It's 69-54. 25 seconds left. Middle Early College with the basketball. They go to Nettles. His shot is off the mark. Rebound. Lewis fighting for it here. Ball out of bounds. Last touched by Cooperstown. Middle Early College will hold on.
The Cooperstown fans are sitting the alma mater right now for all those at home. It is such a great atmosphere here right now.
They get the ball into Nettles. Middle Early College will go to the line here. Nettles couldn't finish the shot off, but he will step to the charity stripe with 18 seconds left. Cooperstown leading 69-54. What a story here. What a season. I mean, the gauntlet that this Cooperstown team had to get through to get here is pretty incredible. As Nettles, his shot at the line, no good. Second one coming. I don't know if I've seen many teams that would be able to do what they did going through against the talent that they had to fight all the way from sectionals, a deep sectional tournament in Section 3, all the way through states. Second shot is good for Nettles. He's got 19. 18 seconds left. Cooperstown leads 69-55, and Lewis is fouled again in the backcourt with 17 seconds to go. And Lewis will have a chance at a few more free throws.
Yeah, I think this will be the last foul you see from Middle Early College. I'm sorry, my head right now is in many different places. You know, I've coached, I've played, it's now broadcasting with this group. I mean, this is so special to watch these kids that you work with all the time and all the work that they've put in. It cannot go without saying the thanks to all the parents, the Clark Sports Center, the coaches, the generations of Cooperstown. We're bringing home a state championship, Nate. I don't know. I'm just losing my mind about this.
Lewis makes the first one, giving Coop a 70-55 lead. Second one coming is good. Lewis makes it 71-55. 17 ticks left. Middle Early College with one last gasp. A heck of a season they've had, but it was too much Cooperstown today. A straightaway three for Devontae Prince. Makes it 71-58, 5 seconds left. A steal from Middle Early College, but it's too late. They'll make another three at the buzzer there for Keontae Jones, but it's over. Cooperstown is your 2019 New York State Boys Class C Basketball Champions. An unbelievable story as the Hawkeyes get it done. Matt Hazard getting some hugs here at the media courtside. Our postgame show coming up. Cooperstown wins 71-61. We're going to take a break. We'll come back with an extended post-game show. Cooperstown is the champs on CDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, We strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. We're courtside here in Binghamton as the Cooperstown boys have won the 2019 New York State Class C Boys Basketball Championship. Nate Lowell, Matt Hazard with you here. Matt, you just got a bunch of hugs from all your guys who came over. Incredible game. They're going to do the championship presentation. We're going to keep it here as long as we can. Maybe we'll get some post-game interviews as, you know, the guys are going to get their championship medals. Of course, the state championship plaque. What a huge moment here for Cooperstown. Their first boys basketball state championship in school history. So they're announcing the all-tournament team. Hats off to Middle Early College as Jakari Nettles is announced to the all-tournament team. He had 19 points, and he was terrific. John Kennedy is named to the all-tournament team. Well deserved for Cooperstown. Pretty amazing.
Unbelievable. John Kennedy had such a great tournament. And I'm standing through this broadcast, Nate. I can't sit down. I apologize.
No, you're fine.
But, man, John Kennedy, to see where he came from, like we talked about earlier, from November to now, it's unbelievable. And then you got Jack Lambert, who's going to be named not just the Final Four MVP, you're going to see him named New York State Class C Player of the Year after this performance. What a great job. What are the point totals, Nate? I haven't even seen what we're looking at.
Point totals for Cooperstown, 23 for Lambert, 17 for Kennedy, 10 for Lansing, 8 for Sandler, 4 apiece for Lewis and Lifgren, and 5, the first 9 points of the game for Jesse Frenari.
Yeah, this is unbelievable. From top to bottom, a team effort, absolute team effort, and Cooperstown now can bring home a state title in boys basketball, something we've longed for so long, for all of us that put on that uniform and all the generations that are in the stands today and listening. This is quite a moment.
Absolutely
incredible. And you can see the emotion on the boys. And I can see Coach Lambert trying to keep his emotions in there. But, you know, for a gentleman who the community last year lost great man and Paul Lambert, John Lambert's father and Jack Lambert's grandfather. I think the emotion's starting to get over Coach Lambert. He was a coach, he was a superintendent at Cooperstown, and now to see this is awesome. And you know, Middle Early College, you have nothing to be disappointed about when you get to the state final game. Like we talked about, it's all gravy, and this is quite a moment. And we are going to have a party on St. Paddy's Day in Cooperstown. For all those listening, there will be a parade. I don't know what time when all this celebration stops.
I think we'll be at the arena for quite a while here now as both teams are Cooperstown, I should say, is celebrating. They've announced the all-tournament team. They have their state championship shirts on, and they're about to get all their medals. They'll be announced, and they'll get to come up and get those medals. Middle Early College will also receive some runners-up medals here. As you said, Matt, a great season for them. Cooperstown again wins the boys basketball championship for New York State Class C, 71-61. Middle Early College is receiving their medals and plaques right now. Scoring summary for Middle Early College, 19 points for Jakari Nettles, followed by 14 from Devontae Prince, 9 from Tramell Stevens-Richardson, 8 from Keith Brown, 6 from Keontae Jones. The star of this team, their leading scorer, Jamon Jones, only with 5 points today, Matt.
Wow.
I mean, Cooperstown just did a phenomenal job on him on defense.
And they played a 2-3 zone. They didn't get man-to-man. They stuck with it the whole time, which is something very unusual. Coach Lambert has gone and played 3 or 4 defenses. He stuck with a 2-3, and why change if you don't have to, you know?
Some things that are just popping up on my Twitter page right now. The Clark Sports Center saying congratulations to the state champs. What an incredible game. And they said thank you to us for broadcasting, so we appreciate the kind words from them. Matt, you might appreciate this. Another listener writes in, Matt Tabor, who we've been going back and forth with on Twitter.
Classmate of mine.
He said, there's a Cooperstown Athletics Hall of Fame, and eventually this team will go in, and that Hall of Fame means as much as the other Hall of Fame a lot of people have heard of.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, this team is definitely earned their place in it. And this is incredible experience. And Matt and I grew up together. We're generations of alum. And, you know, Cooperstown runs deep. Lambert is a third generation. Kennedy, like I said before, is four or five generations. This is incredible to see. Spencer Lewis is on this team. His father and uncle, twins, were part of some of Dick White's best teams. And Dick White, for those that aren't listening or don't know, 400 career wins plus. And he's looking down from us at us from above, and he is with a huge smile on his face because this is the end of his legacy, what his legacy created.
What's amazing to me, you know, in doing this job for the last couple of years is that it's so hard to get here. So many things. You have to have the complete team, and everything has to go your way. You have to catch all those little bounces and breaks and think of all the great teams over the years, as you've talked about, that don't get a chance to get here or got here and couldn't quite do it. That's what makes this so, so special.
And you know what made this moment was the fourth quarter of the Utica Academy of Science game, where they outscored Utica, I think, by 18 points, and they relied on their defense. This was a complete team effort, and here we go. They're getting their medals, and they get to experience this opportunity. Eight seniors get to walk off the court with a state championship. This is incredible.
They got their shirts on, as we said before. They're getting their championship medals. Everybody is fired up, smiles from ear to ear for Cooperstown. Jack Lambert just got his medal. Ryan Lansing is out there. Calvin Sandler. As you said, this senior group has just been tremendous. They handled the in-your-face defense all day long from Middle Early College. I mean, Middle Early College threw everything in the kitchen sink at Cooperstown, and they just did a fantastic job with the defense.
Yeah, and, you know,
offense, I should say.
Yeah, and this might be Coach Lambert's first year, but this is his, I mean, for him to win the state title in his first year, congratulations to Coach. Unbelievable.
Here comes the championship plaque. The captains will get this along with Coach Lambert. And the roar of the crowd behind us here, it's just a sea of orange and black. Special that, you know, Binghamton is in Section 4. It's just over the line, but not, you know, Cooperstown could sleep in their own bed. They got to go home last night, spend time with their families. I think it's very, very special. They're going to take some pictures now. They'll be holding the championship plaque up in front of the Cooperstown crowd. What a great background for this picture. And there has got to be just a sea of media out there right now, taking pictures, doing everything they can to capture this moment. I'm sure you're going to see it all over Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, the news tonight, the newspaper tomorrow, all a special moment. You guys get a lot of great coverage from the Utica area.
We do.
The TV station is going to be all over those channels tonight. Seeing a lot of the normal media faces that we've been seeing the last couple of weeks. We're going to hopefully maybe get a chance to get Coach over here. I know we've joked with him the last couple of weeks that he's a star after these games, so we'll hope that he can make his way over here if he gets out of the sea of media. But we got no problem holding it here for a little while longer as Cooperstown celebrates a state championship, again with a 71-61 victory over Middle Early College out of Buffalo, a charter school that, I mean, if you walked around here earlier today, I mean, a lot of people just said, I don't know how Cooperstown plays with their speed. I don't know how Cooperstown can get up and down the floor. Is Cooperstown going to be gassed? They played a 3-overtime thriller yesterday to defeat Greenport from Long Island. How can this team do it? And they came out today and right from the opening tip found a way to do it.
They absolutely did. And you know what? I mean, you look at them, they're very unassuming, but they're fast, they're quick, and they were fundamentally sound today, and every single moment counted. And what a moment for Cooperstown. Oh, man, just so proud of these boys.
I'm going to give out our three awards
real quick.
Our three broadcast awards, of course, for offense, defense, and all purpose as we continue to watch the celebration here at midcourt. First is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. No question again today. Jack Lambert, 23 points. He had 53 yesterday. He's the MVP of the Class C Boys Tournament. he will get our Outstanding Offense Award here.
That makes total sense. Jack is great, and now we're seeing a great moment. Jack and John Lambert hugging it out. This is what they've worked for since the day he was born, and it all comes together in their final game.
Father and son sharing a nice moment there underneath the basket. That is an emotional moment for sure. Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. What do you think of defense today?
Defense, I would give it, I'm going to say Calvin Sandlin.
Okay.
Calvin,
at
the top of the 2-3, there's a reason that their leading scorer only had 5 points. And it wasn't just what he did there. He also did it on the offensive end. By controlling the ball was just as good as defense as actually playing on the defensive end.
Lastly, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. We'll give that today to John Kennedy, 17 points. And let's see if we can pull up how many rebounds he had here as well. He's easily our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner today. He was absolutely fantastic. Again, a guy who was a wrestler last year and has just made the transition over to basketball like his brother did. He was great.
Yeah, and also went 7-for-10 from the foul line, which all proved pivotal because you couldn't just foul him to trying to buy one like the old Hack a Shaq philosophy.
Yeah. 13 rebounds for John Kennedy.
Another double-double.
17 points, 13 rebounds for John Kennedy. Again, the points here today, 23 for Jack Lambert, 17 for John Kennedy, 10 for Ryan Lansing, 8 from Calvin Sandler, 5 for Jesse Fornari, 4 apiece from Spencer Lewis and Noah Lifgren. So everybody did their job today. Everybody was just fantastic as Cooperstown wins 71-61 to capture the New York State Boys Class C Championship game. Coach Lambert is still over in the media scrum. We're going to hang out for a couple more minutes. I think this is so special. We need to do it. It's always the time for me. You're in this moment of the state championship. I'm lucky enough 2 years in a row that Delhi girls won it last year. Get to go out on another high this year with the Cooperstown boys. But thank you to everybody who has tuned in throughout the season, all our Cooperstown fans, of course, but our fans across Section 4, the Delaware League, the Tri-Valley, the Center State Conference, the MAC, the STACK, all the teams that we cover. I appreciate it. You can always follow us on Twitter. We'll be doing spring sports galore, but, just a special moment to end a basketball season like this. It's great.
Absolutely. And, Nate, thank you for letting me be a part of this. This has been fantastic. And, I think if you look back at this game, the story of it was Cooperstown stuck to what they do. They went to a 2-3 zone, played it the whole game, and early college couldn't shoot well enough to give Cooperstown a reason to get out of it. And the rest is history. And Cooperstown just rewrote the history books, and this is exciting.
I mean,
and there's a school playing right after us here up in St. Johnsville, just down the road from Cooperstown. So you could have a couple state championships in an hour's drive, which is exciting.
Yeah, the last game of the year is warming up right now, the boys' New York State Class D basketball championship game. Oppenheim, afraid of St. Johnsville, is the team that Matt was just talking about for the Class D game.
Glad you said it, because I couldn't say it.
That is it's a mouthful for sure. Marathon boys lost yesterday, so they are not here from our Section 4 representative, but we wish the best to these last two teams that are playing here today. As again, Cooperstown wins 71-61. We're posing for a picture. You got to love that here.
Well, I'm with the famous Nate Lowell. Everybody wants a photo of that. I mean, I think it's worthy of saying, Nate doesn't want me to say this, but Nate, for anybody listening, you should really appreciate all the effort that Nate does in promoting local athletics and local high school. The amount of time that he puts into it, gives attention to these well-deserving student-athletes. It's just amazing what you do for the community, Nate, and thank you so much. I know you received a community award from Section 4 earlier this year, and it's well-deserved and all the best. Continued success with what you've been doing.
Thank you. Thank you.
I know the kids really appreciate it.
Well, a lot of people often ask me, you're going to leave, right? Where are you going? No, I'm not going anywhere. I mean, this is what I love. It's my hometown area. I think that's a big reason that I'm here is I'm a small school guy. I totally get it that there was kind of a void, I felt like, and that there was a chance we could step up and do this. And all the kudos to our station, my boss, Craig Stevens, our in-game producer, Jim Tomeo, they're along the ride with me all the time, and really appreciate it. And thank you for the kind words. I mean, that means a lot to me, because there is a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff that goes into it, and it's not always easy to get these games on the air, but we find a way, because who wouldn't want to be here?
Absolutely. I mean, to do this, and for you to extend an invite for me to be a part of it, it's been great. I've been on the coaching staff, and I hope I offered a little bit of insight that helped with this. But you guys should know how much this means to our community, for all those listening. And hopefully next year gets to cover another local team. Looking ahead at local, I know we talked about it off air the other day. Delhi, boys, I think they're primed to make a nice little run. Bainbridge and Unitigo girls are right there. Cooperstown girls will be back in it again.
Yes.
I think there's some exciting basketball to be played. And I don't know your opinion on this, but this is mine, and maybe we're talking too long. I apologize, but it's good stuff. I think what I've been so impressed with, especially in our area, is the quality of girls' basketball has just continued to rise. And kudos to everybody, you know, the Mike Niles, the Todd Bruce, the all the coaches that give themselves all year long to improve the quality, and the efforts and for these young ladies is tremendous. And I know we just called boys basketball, but it's exciting to see what the quality of basketball is across the board. And I fully expect to see a Section 4 girls team possibly in the Final Four next year.
Yeah, I mean, we had Watkins Glen go to the final yesterday and lose to Cambridge. So
really good Cambridge team.
Cambridge is amazing. We saw them at the Delhi tournament earlier this year. But Watkins Glen had to go through Delhi. They had to go through, Unitigo. They had to go through Cooperstown, all those teams to get there. So it just is a testament to how good girls basketball is. And we can't forget South Courtright. We had them on the air on Friday in the state Final Four for girls Class D. And when we were doing the homework, we found since 2006 they've been to the state tournament 7 times.
Yeah.
So, I mean, for them in a small school, I think boys and girls, they're going to be making some noise, continued noise, over the next couple of years.
Yeah, and you know, what was one of my favorite moments this year, actually, was I went down to the Evanston final. And Evanston, after that emotional win over South Courtright, they lost to a Marathon, who ended up getting to here. So it's always quality when you end up losing to the team that goes to the state Final Four. But to see what those sectional finals and those sectional tournaments mean to these small communities, it's a nice reminder that it's not easy to get to those. It's a lot of work, and it's people just taking the best qualities of all these kids, giving them a purpose, and let's not lie. Athletics and extracurriculars help the school system. It brings community together, and this has been exciting. And to see what it meant to Cooperstown with these two special runs for the girls and the boys is great. And now to say that we've got not only a girls' state championship in basketball, but boys, is a special, special feeling for all of us.
We're going to take one more break. We just want to see if Coach Lambert comes out of the scrum over there. If he doesn't, we'll wrap things up. But we'll take one more quick break. Again, the Cooperstown boys win the state championship 71-61. And then, Matt, we'll let you go. High five and hug everybody. I'm sure you're antsy. So we'll take one break. We'll be right back with our post-game show for the Cooperstown boys winning the state championship on CDO.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back one last time. Nate Lull with you on WCDO. Matt Hazard went over to see if he can get Coach Lambert. If not, we'll just, we'll wrap things up here. But Cooperstown boys win the state championship over Middle Early College out of Section 6 from Buffalo, 71-61, here today at the arena in Binghamton. Was just looking at some photos with Ricky McPherson and Joe Harmer. They were down here today taking photos, so I'm sure you'll be seeing those all over Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. One thing I was just reminded of, and I should have thought of this, Megan Scholes texted me. She has been on the air with us. She's the Evening Sun Sports Editor over in Norwich. We're talking about all those teams that have had great runs. Can't forget the Norwich girls this year, who I think was one of the best teams in the area. They fell in the quarterfinals to South Jefferson. It was a great game, but I think the Norwich girls is another team that we could add to our list that certainly would be in maybe a chance to get back to the state tournament again in the future. Matt is back now. I got a bunch of texts during the break that said, keep talking. This is great. It's not boring. It's all informative. So
that's good.
This is good.
So I just talked to Jack Lambert, and he's going to come over with his father here in a little bit. I think what they're going to do is he's finishing up a couple interviews. I think they're going to go in and talk, and he might come back out with his dad, and
that'd be great.
We'll be able to interview both of them at the same time. You know, I don't think it should be understated. Jack Lambert had 23 points, but I believe, I don't know if you can pull up the stats, I think he had, might have had 10 assists, and they were such big assists. They were hitting back doors, and when you got suffocating defense on you and you can't get a shot up, if you can get people in other scoring positions, that's what matters. And to experience that for him was huge. And his 2 3-pointers from the corner when Middle Early College started to get back into the game, and he just shut them up.
Yeah.
he put 2 threes together, and this team rallied around those threes. It's just huge.
Some other stats we wanted to throw out. We just checked down the assists there. Sandler had 7 assists. Jack Lambert had 6. Lansing had 3. Lifgren had 2. Those were your assists during the game. Rebounds, of course, Kennedy had 13. Lifgren with 6. Sandler with 3. Fanari with 4. Lansing with 3. So those are some of the other big stats that came across right there. So that was absolutely tremendous. And again, our stats, 23 points for Jack Lambert, 17 for John Kennedy. We had 10 for Ryan Lansing, 8 for Calvin Sandler, 5 for Jesse Fanari, 4 for Noah Lifgren, and 4 points for Spencer Lewis, who made some foul shots there at the end. So Coach Bertram, again, who coached Cooperstown for many years, is talking to Matt right now, so we'll get some updated information. Of course, Tyler Bertram, now playing Division I basketball at UNC Charlotte, was fantastic for Cooperstown the last couple of years. And he's another one of those guys that you want to give a shout-out to. And you know, we were just talking about old T-Bert.
Yeah.
And, and of course, his dad coming over, Coach Bertram, to talk to us. Has to be extra special for them. But what's the update?
Yeah, well, we were just talking about, because there's going to be a fire truck rally in Cooperstown.
Excellent.
There will be fire trucks going down. We're trying to figure out logistics of that. When I have logistics, they'll be out on social media in many different areas. It's exciting. This same happened in 2014, 2015. This is the first time I've actually witnessed a state championship. I was a part of the coaching staff, but I was actually in the hospital at that point. I was sick for a couple of years ago, and the girls got to experience that. And to watch this moment just gave me absolute chills and goosebumps. One thing that I've noticed is people that play in this four during their regional game have had a lot of success going on. Poughkeepsie did it yesterday. They won the state title after beating just Johnson City here during the regional. Then you had Cooperstown do it this year. You could happen again with one of these Class D teams. And Moravia did it a few years ago after they beat Cooperstown on this floor.
Very true.
This is I'll tell you what, if this is the last time that Binghamton's going to host it over the next 3 years, it will go back to Glens Falls. But what a way to go out for Binghamton.
Yes.
Unbelievable games. And for Cooperstown, you know, we haven't had a whole bunch of success in this city, but across many sports. But this was a moment that we're going to capture and live on forever. So it's exciting.
Well, like you said, you were here a couple of years ago in regionals, and that was that game. I was sitting right here in the same seat. Cooperstown went ahead of Moravia. I think it was 23-3.
Yeah.
They shot the lights out, and then it just slowly wasn't Cooperstown's day. And the feeling walking out that day, seeing Coach Bertram and Tyler Bertram walk off the floor, Jack Lambert, Noah Lifgren, some of those guys, just an empty, empty feeling. And to see those guys come back to this building and get it done is incredible.
Yeah, well, let's take a moment and talk about Jack Lambert's career.
Yeah.
Jack Lambert is the only player to ever win three sectional championships. He's now the second all-time leading scorer in Cooperstown history. He has the all-time record for steals. I don't know what his record is for assists. He was chasing Tyler Bertram. It's going to be very close, so
sure.
I don't know what that looks like right now. He tied with Tyler Bertram the most three-pointers in a game with 10 a few years ago against Clinton, and now he's walking off as the only person to ever say he won a state title. I would say that that's a pretty good career, and there's one more accolade that's coming for him, and I think it's a no-doubter, which is going to be the New York State Player of the Year at the Class C level, which means that he will have a second permanent banner in Red Bercy Gymnasium.
I was going to say, I love the new banners in your gym at CCS, and the ones for Liz, and I believe Tyler has one too for...
And Phil Pohl.
Yes, for Players of the Year from the New York State Sports Writers Association. Just a great touch. I mean, what a great way to remember that. That's something that shouldn't easily be lost in time, but it can be over time. Because it just, you know, year after year, there's always new players getting added to that list. So to have that in the gym, I just think is great.
Yeah,
really great.
And, you know, so this is, I believe, this is only the fourth team state championship in Cooperstown history. Cross country did it probably a decade ago. The girls soccer team for Cooperstown did it in 1999. They were actually co-champions, tied 0-0. That was my senior year, and what a special class that was. Because you can't have a winner in soccer when it's tied. You only take shootout to advance. And then for the girls basketball championship a couple years ago, we've had a number of individual for track and cross country and wrestling, but we've never had a boys basketball state championship. And it's pretty exciting. We've gotten close a few times, and here we are.
Cooperstown boys, of course, defeating Middle Early College, a charter school from Section 6 out of Buffalo, 71-61. They led pretty much, I'd say, 99% of the game. Middle Early College might have led by a point or two early in the first quarter. But after that, Coop had that little run where I think it was 9-9, and then Lambert hit a three. There was a layup inside. They're up 14-9, and it was like they never looked back.
Yeah, you know, it was completely different from the last two games because against Unadilla Valley, Jack scored, I think, 11 of the first 13 points. Last game, he scored 18 of the first 24 points. for Cooperstown. And today, your first 5 points came from somebody who, this is no offense against him because he knows it. If I wouldn't even guard Jesse Fornari out there because his job is to spy around and take and do screens and play great defense. And he scored the first 5 points of the game. And it allowed Jack to get a little bit more settled, not have to put the pressure on. And then, John Kennedy comes in and gets the next six. Jack didn't get his first point until the 13th point of the game.
A lot of our South Courtright listeners will appreciate this. They often talk about their 2009 undefeated 26-0 boys team. There was not a superstar on that team. That's the thing they always talk about. It was just guys, very even talent across the board. Yes, Cooperstown has Jack Lambert, but it reminds me so much of that team where anybody could step up. You had your Jesse Fornaris. You had the Ryan Lansing, the Calvin Sandler. You couldn't just guard one guy, and that's what I feel like Middle Early College today was like, okay, we're going to work on Lambert and make other guys beat us, and they did.
Yeah, there's two different philosophies, right? You either guard him like crazy and make the other guys score, or you're going to let Jack score what he needs to, and we're going to shut everybody else down. And I think that looking back, I would have taken another philosophy. I mean, but I know Coach Lambert wants somebody to go really hard against Jack because it makes other players get involved early. When you could have balance either way, that's huge. And the other chemistry, there's 8 seniors on this team. They've played for each other for the last decade.
Yeah.
And there's a key factor. They've known since that time that Jack Lambert was the star. And
sure.
And they were okay with that. No, but Noah Lifrin, he had a good game today. And what I mean by that, it wasn't the stat stuffer, but yesterday, I mentioned it during the broadcast, he was plus 21. Cooperstown scores more when he's on the court because he's a threat. And they play better defense because he's out there. And when you can put all that together and win it on the defensive end, the word gritty has always been tossed around for this team, and it really was a special group. That grit was definitely there.
One thing that I was really impressed of, and I was thinking of it inside all day today, is Middle Early College is one of those teams that I think can intimidate you with their guards. They're up, they're meeting you right at half court. They're trying to pick your pocket. They're bodying you up. And it would be very easy to have a couple of steals and lose your confidence as a ball handler. And just time after time today, Lambert, Sandler, and Lansing were just stone-cold killers with the ball. They could not be taken out of their element today. It was fantastic.
Calvin Sandler's role in this win cannot be undervalued. I mean, he literally took the court ball from the other end. Jack went all the way to the baseline when it made sense, so then he could create a little bit more space for those guys. But like you said, they would fire 2 or 3 guys at the ball, and Calvin was either able to retreat and create a little bit of space and distribute, or he was able to slice through the defense. It was crazy. The ball handling was good. And if you told me before this game that was going to be the key, that our ball handling was going to get us there, I would have been surprised. But that's what happened, and that's what carried us.
Coach Lambert is getting his final handshakes in,
yeah,
over there, I think. So we'll hope that he heads in our direction. The Class D game is about to get underway between Harrisville and Oppenheim, afraid of St. Johnsville. Harrisville beat Marathon yesterday. They were our Section 4 champion. Harrisville team is very good. I'll probably stick around to just watch a little bit of this game, but we'll hope that Coach Lambert comes over to see us. We're going to start wrapping things up here. Again, Cooperstown boys winning the New York State Class D Boys Championship Contest 71-61. Over Middle Early College from Section 6 in Buffalo. And, Matt, if you're a Cooperstown fan or you're someone in the area that might want some information about the possible parade, what's the best way to keep up on that?
Yeah, you'd look on Facebook. You'd look on the website called group called Celebrate Cooperstown. The Cooperstown Central School and Athletic Twitter page will have information. So you can... We're only a town of 1,800 people. Call your neighbor.
Yeah,
I'm
right.
Sure they already know what it is. And, we're made up of a volunteer fire department that probably has already gotten the word out there. But if you're from that neighboring, and I really want to go back to, Cooperstown is made up of a couple towns. And back in the 60s, the town or the hamlet of Hartwick combined with Cooperstown, which changed the dynamic of the school, made it a little bit bigger, and took it from a C to a D in what we would look at the terms now. So the Hartwick Huskies, those that wore the Hartwick Huskies,
okay,
group back in the 50s and 60s, they were part of this too. It's Cooperstown, it's Fly Creek, it's Middlefield, it's Hartwick, and people even in the town of Milford are part of Cooperstown School District. It's just so exciting.
Well, I remember in 2015, I had an old-timer come up to me, and he said, that Liz Malay, she's a Hartwick girl. And I didn't know where Liz lived or was from or anything, but it's,
yep,
like you think about that. And if certain things don't come to happen, maybe she's at a different school district, who knows?
Yeah, you referenced Matt Tabor, one of my classmates earlier, and I was reading through one of his tweets. He summed it up so perfectly and saying, the Kennedys, you either graduated with the Kennedy, you were a teammate with the Kennedy, you knew something, and, they're a big agriculture farming family, and their roots are deep. And I know Owen Kennedy, who I worked with one-on-one a lot over the last number of years, he he's got a big smile on his face right now with what his brother was able to accomplish. And for John Kennedy, a wrestler, 280 pounds, 6'8", now an all-star in the Final Four.
Yeah. Crazy.
Unbelievable.
I mean, a guy, again, last year, you'd walk into Cooperstown, and you always wished he was playing basketball. But he was wrestling last year, doing very well at it, but he's got such a personality, too. You go to a game, he's walking in with a cowboy hat, cowboy boots.
Yep.
He's just an awesome kid.
Now, that part he took from his brother, but his father was a wrestler, a very good wrestler.
And I don't blame him for trying it, sure.
Oh, absolutely. You know what? He would try everything. And that's how you got to do this. When you're in a small school, you end up getting contributed. And that's these kids. You know, Class C is even a little bit different than Class D in this regard. Class D, you're playing, your sports are limited in what kind of sports you can choose.
Sure.
This spring, this team that you just had, you got some kids going to track, some kids going to tennis, some kids going to golf, some kids going to baseball. And most of some of these other schools, you might just have them all going, they go soccer to basketball to baseball together. Here, you're kind of formulating new teams every single, or every other month. And, but these kids, those 8 seniors, almost all of them played soccer together. Then they played basketball together for the last number of years. And that's the team chemistry can't be understated when you get victories like this at the high school level. And also, not saying I'm biased, and I'm sure a lot of people listening have this same sentiment, but it is good to see a true public school win the public state high school championship.
Agreed.
Not a charter school, not a school that can recruit in some way, shape, or form, but a school that is stuck within certain borders and limitations to get to that point.
In the notes I got for, you know, middle, early college, it said charter school, no geographical limitations. I don't blame the kids. I don't blame the coaches.
No.
They're just here playing and trying to do the best with the situation that they're in. It's a tough situation, I realize. You know, there's a lot of gray areas where those teams are going to play, who they're going to play, depending on where they are geographically. Is there a league for them to play in or not? It's going to be interesting to see what happens in the future with those type of teams. But there has to be, as a small town radio station like we are, a small town group, it does feel good when the public school is able to win out.
Yeah,
it's a great feeling.
And I'm going to take Utica Academy of Science, for instance. Great kids on that court. And, you could see the familiarity, rivalry, and friendship forming on the court when they played Cooperstown. But you're in Utica. Your only other public high school choice is Utica Proctor, or you could go to Utica Notre Dame. And so it's one of those things where you sit there and you say, hey, where else are we supposed to go? My kid isn't necessarily good enough to play at Utica Proctor.
Sure.
Or the academics aren't as good. I have no idea. But those are the choices that a family has to make. So it's not always against by choice. It's just for us that don't have the option.
Right.
You know, it's tough when you see the sectional seating and all that sort of stuff come out, and you're on the short end of running into a situation. Because I'll give an example. A couple of years ago, as a baseball, we had a great baseball team. We ran 14-4, and we had to travel to Watertown and play Watertown IHC, which is Immaculate Heart. And they ended up playing another private school in the sectional championship, and both of them went up to Class B the next year. And you're sitting there saying, we had a great team that probably would have gone to State Final Four, and we didn't get the opportunity because of that.
That's always difficult, but on a day like today, you can forget about that, I guess.
Oh, smile. Nate, you've seen it. The love of basketball in Cooperstown, it runs deep. And that's one of your sponsors, Clark Sports Center, has everything to do with that. We are very fortunate, which all the communities around are welcome to use at any given point. They open up their doors to everybody. But we have it in our backyard. It's a $30 million facility, and they breed basketball. And that's why we get those opportunities, and that we can produce great teams year after year, which is why I'm always impressed when I see places like South Courtright and Delhi,
yep,
who don't necessarily have that, but they continue to pump out those unbelievably successful teams.
It's all about the youth program. That's one thing I've learned. You know, I came up to a summer camp at Clark Sports Center this year, and they had one at Worcester as well. And, just the kids that were in there, the passion that they have. And I know, like you said, Courtright, Delhi, a lot of other schools that run little pickets leagues. I mean, that's where it starts. And those are quite often the teams that make a run that have those programs that start pumping it into you in second or third grade.
Absolutely.
Well, we've reached over to Coach Bertram. We asked again if Coach Lambert, maybe Jack, could make their way over there, and he said they're just absolutely swamped over in the media area right now, and rightfully so.
Yeah.
You know, no problem with them being over there. We've probably held it as long as we can here. We'd love to hear from them. I am fully planning on calling Coach Lambert and doing an interview that I'll post on Twitter, probably talk to Jack as well, and just get their final season thoughts. When we talked the other day, Coach said, he goes, no matter what happens, let's do a little final season wrap-up here, and we'll talk about everything. So
fantastic.
That'll be a great moment. But let's wrap it up here from the arena in Binghamton. The Cooperstown boys are your 2019 New York State Class B boys basketball champions.
Can you say that one more time?
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
State champs, 71-61 over Middle Early College from Buffalo. Matt, great to have you along.
Nate, pleasure. Thank you very much,
this
man.
This is awesome. A special run for Matt Hazard. I'm Nate Lull. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo, Craig Stevens, Rob Ray back in the CDO studios. We'll be signing off for the last time this season, but we're doing it on top. The Cooperstown boys win the championship here. State champs for the Hawkeyes on WCDO. Have a great afternoon.
We deliver music right to your living room, and it's free. Today's hits and yesterday's classics on your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
Hey. Remember when I used to be happy for you? I could go out with your female friends and I'd be totally fine. Remember when you used to be happy for me? You celebrate all my success without crossing a line. Now it's like we're scared of getting good, 'cause we know the truth is that we could. Yeah, we know that we might actually work, and the truth is that we could. But maybe it's the worst in me, bringing out the worst in you. I know we can fix these kinks.